For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Welcome to Punch Drunk Sports. We are live. A fun weekend of sports.
Suck it.
Suck it. Excited to get into it. A lot of old friends in the studio and new friends in the studio.
What a great weekend of sports.
What a great weekend of sports. Oh. But before that, let's get to those who help pay the bills. We got BetDSI, BetDSI.com. BetDSI for all your betting needs. Go to BetDSI.com. Use Punch Drunk and get your $10 betting
cash.
What
a great time to bet. Sam, did you do some betting this weekend?
I put some money on the 209, made 200 Dolores.
Remind me, congratulations, I was so excited about that, and we'll talk about the Rabble thing, and I want to keep with the sponsors, but going along with BetDSI, I heard some incredible parlays that happened thanks to Misha Tate and to our good friend of the show, Nate Diaz.
What about the guy in Vegas who put 77 grand
I saw that.
Misha Tate to win and won.
$300,000 or something.
God damn
no, he,
it.
Yep.
Fuck you money, man.
That was like his friend money. Or something. Dude, that's a friendship ender.
Yeah.
If I put $77,000, which is an odd amount, it's not 70, 75, 100. He's like, I'm all in with $77,500.
I would bet $77,000 on you if you were my friend that you'd be dead in a dumpster. That's what all my money is on.
Yeah, maybe.
How about what would you bet on me?
There's a lot of things I could bet on you. But unlike you, I won't say them publicly.
You can.
If you put $100 down on Misha Tate winning, Diaz winning, and the Lakers beating Golden State, it paid $39,000.
Oh, my God. So close, yet so far.
And there's only one of them I would not have bet on this weekend.
Yeah.
Because I'd have been like, yes. Nah, I ain't touching the Lakers beating Golden State,
fuck
man.
That
ain't
noise.
No way.
And also, Caveman Coffee. I need some of that Caveman Coffee.
I really need some today.
We're gonna email and get some of that Caveman Coffee. Go to CavemanCoffee.com. Use Punch Drunk Sports and get that 10% off that coffee. Nigga.
And now they got tea, and now they got chocolate, and they got all kinds
they
of
got
other
chocolate,
stuff.
Chocolate dog.
So if you hit us up and you're like, "Hey man, I want to support the show, but I'm not a big coffee drinker. Neither is Ari, and he loves their tea."
Yeah.
But if you are a coffee drinker,
did you see what somebody tweeted us that supposedly after the Holocaust, like a large number of Jews died from chocolate overdose? They were just
probably
eating
masturbating.
So much chocolate.
They probably died from a lot of stuff.
So remember. And then, they're not really sponsoring anything right now, but we want to give a shout out. Listen, I want to say something to all the drunk punchers out there. We may not have the biggest numbers. You know, we may not be the fighter and the kid. But originals. One. And two, man, when we asked you guys for help, you guys come in droves and masses, and you guys showed up. And we're proud to announce that we set the record for most listeners for a Rabble.TV event. We peaked over 8,000 people tuned in to listen to Punch Drunk Sports and our good friend Danish and O'Neill and the Fight Nanny coming in talking about DPing with the Diaz and the 209.
I think that's what got all of our listeners. But you can still go and watch it now. So if you go to Rabble.TV, you can click on the Punch Drunk from the fight. You can listen to what essentially is a podcast.
What actually happened, Tebow, is
because we're over at 9,000 now.
Eighth? Oh, really? Is that 9,000?
Nine today? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I saw today it was 9,000.
I think it's 8,000 people listened in, 9,000 plays.
Yeah.
So that's 17,000. 1,000 people turned into rabble.tv to check us out, and they loved us, and we're going to do more stuff. They're like, yeah, we'll do another one. I'm like, they're like, we got the March Madness. I'll do March Madness. I'll do anything. Yeah. That's what the best part of this podcast
NBA playoffs,
is.
Opening day fucking baseball.
I'll talk anything. Then Scully's last game, I'll talk that. I ain't afraid.
So if you want to watch, a lot of people tweeted at me, hey, I was somewhere, I was at a party or whatever. I want to say, oh,
shit. Gimpy,
there it is.
Gimpy,
my
he is a cripple.
The door
flies
open.
He's a gimpy
open.
Little cripple. Look, he can't walk right. Gimpy, he is a cripple. God really hates him. He got hurt on the bunny trails.
The door
Not
flies
the
open.
You don't even know what the bunny trails are.
Crutches first, and then Ari Shaffir. Yeah.
Join us in studio is everyone's favorite Jew.
Who's new
Ari
Frank?
Shaffir. And join us Frank couldn't make it today, so we decided, everyone loved her so much on the live Rabblecast, we decided to bring her in for, she's going to be our stat boy for the day.
Did you guys have a good time? I heard that, I heard that replay of when Nate Diaz started winning. I just started screaming for 45 seconds. You realize how hard it is what Rogan's doing, when it's like he managed to keep commenting, and they're going, oh my God, oh my God.
Yeah, you immediately, and when you listen back to it, and once again, you walked in right where we were doing this.
We set the record, dude. We broke the record for most listeners to a
Rabble.tv
cast.
Hell yeah.
8,000 plus we got the 9,000 plays.
Yep.
9,000 plays.
So 17,000.
So you can still go there.
Oh, really?
Everybody keeps tweeting at me and hit me up on Facebook and ask me, hey, sorry I missed it. Is there any way I can go watch it live? Are you going to release it as a podcast? We're not going to release it as a podcast. But you can go to rabble.tv, go to the Punch Drunk thing, and you can listen to the whole thing live. So you literally can listen to the 2 hours of us watching this fight. And you have this moment where when you, you know, you're at a party, you're watching a big sporting event, Super Bowl party, whatever the fuck, you don't realize how stupid and retarded you sound. And then you listen to yourself listening to Nate Diaz winning this fight, and you're like, oh my God, no wonder all my landlords hate me. Like, I watch every game.
What did it sound like?
And I'm just sitting there, and I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, my goodness! Oh, my! You know, you just sound like
I was
you're getting
so excited.
Raped.
You had the highest scream, Sam.
I did. I was winning money, and I just was so happy for Nate Diaz. And, you know, real quick.
You won money? You got the parlay?
Yeah. No, I didn't do the
just
parlay.
Just Nate Diaz.
No, tell him about the parlay thing you were talking about.
Oh, the three thing? But that's ridiculous. That's one had the Lakers. It wasn't like people were like, I could have gotten that. It's a whole separate sport.
No, yeah, I can't imagine.
You just pick three random things. You can pick soccer, too. Like, who cares?
Yeah, but who in their right mind? But it was 1,000 to 1.
Lakers. 1,000 to 1.
1,000, whatever, plus 1,000
Dude,
or whatever.
You know all those fucking guys just got in L.A. and they're like, we got the Lakers tomorrow. It's not really a game. Let's go fuck some NBA
Did
ass.
Did you watch that game, though?
No.
Dude, they couldn't. It was one of those random strikes of lightning.
It's Villanova, Georgetown.
The Lakers couldn't miss.
What did Kobe, go off on? What did he score?
24, maybe.
24.
But this kid, D'Angelo Russell, is starting to come together. Like,
no. Don't say that.
Okay. That 19-year-old?
Yeah.
He is.
No.
You don't think so?
Shh.
You don't want it to happen.
He
it's
is
starting
happen,
to come together.
No. You got to be cool.
They got another year of being shitty.
What the fuck is this? I feel like rape is coming. Don't fight it.
Your mommy doesn't need to know about this.
They're the worst team in the West. That's all we got to concentrate on.
We're going to be Ari.
I'm going to be...
Where are you going to be?
I'm going to be in La Jolla this weekend.
No.
I'm going to be in La Jolla this weekend with Hormoz and Brian Moses.
Nice.
Friday, Saturday, possibly Sunday show, because it's selling well. And then Irvine next couple weeks, and then Tempe, and that's it.
Rock
nice.
And
I got
roll.
My storyteller shows every other Tuesday.
Yeah, when can I get on one?
Soon. Did you try to record that thing?
I tried, but I was so late into the fucking show. It was just, I went in like three and a half hours into
show.
a show.
It sucks when you gotta make a tape in LA. When you gotta make a tape in LA, you're not making a tape. You've gotta do it in times of peace.
Who's the guy that killed it that night that told the best story?
Sean Flannery.
About
Huey Lewis?
That was a funny ass show.
To see a Huey Lewis concert? Yeah.
That's a funny ass story, dude.
Yeah.
So where are you going to be, Tebow?
We were talking about that show, and it's like whoever dropped out and then I snuck in at the end.
Yeah. No, we dropped out. All the stories went short.
It was a show about being a
degenerate.
Degenerate.
What, the one I was supposed to go up in, and you didn't put me up?
Well, yeah, because Tebow, I promised him first, and then he wasn't there. And then
you left!
And then maybe I can get you on. And
you didn't even know I went on. You weren't even in the room. They go, hey, man, we're putting up Fitzsimmons just got here. We're going to put Fitzsimmons up. And you're like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Because I had a place to go.
Yeah, anyway, we couldn't have got John anyway. I told Tebow to come down for it, so if we had time for somebody.
I respect that.
So anyway, so I go on. And when I go on, by a twist of fate, everybody other than Greg Fitzsimmons on the show about being a degenerate, all of us from Chicago area.
Oh, yeah.
Every single person.
Oh, that's funny.
Huck, every single one of us.
Yeah, John Huck, Flannery, yeah.
Flannery, every single person.
Yeah.
We're all standing outside.
And Fitzsimmons from Boston, which is like North Chicago.
Yeah, it's like East Coast Chicago.
Tell people
from Boston are basically from Chicago. See how that goes.
We were standing in a circle, and we're all talking. We were like, that's what. And then we're like, wait a minute, this show's about being a fucking piece of shit.
Should we call Chicago?
And all five of the six of us were from Chicago, whatever.
So I've been asked, okay, go on. You got something?
That's right. No, I was just going to, we'll close this segment out. I'll be headlining at Harvell's a week from tonight.
Awesome.
Me and Steve Randolph, so I'll be doing a longer set. That's a very fun room, so if anybody's
Long Beach,
very cool room.
Are you going to be at the Comedy Store tomorrow night for the Filthy Show with Rich Slayton?
With Rich Slayton, yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go up in that
I'm
show.
I'm headlining.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go up right
Where
before
are you going? Are you headlining or is that just me?
That's your headlining.
Oh, cool, awesome. That's
No.
Do you remember being on shows and it was like if you go to like Bakersfield or something or Santa Barbara and they're like, oh, so what's the order? You guys want to go? Like, who wants to go first? Who wants to go second? And there was this pride thing of like nobody wanted to be like, I'll headline. But everybody wanted to be like asked to go last because it was like a respect thing.
Right.
Now I don't give a shit.
But now when you're both even early.
Well, it's like we all know who we are now, so it's like I'd rather get on.
And if it's a show when you're all doing it like about the same amount of time, you mean?
Yeah.
And so last just means it's like a paper title.
Yeah.
I'd rather not do that. I'd rather because usually those shows by the time you're last, you're beat up.
Yeah, you're
last,
dude. I just did this San Luis Obispo Comedy Festival, and they're like, and you're a headliner. I'm like. I'm last, dude.
Yeah,
I'm
19 people left out of 107.
So I might be I'm at the Comedy Store tomorrow night. I'm at the Comedy Store Sunday night. And then I am in 2 weeks. I am at the last stop in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. I'm there for the Thursday, Friday, and Saturday show with me and Chad Zumach. So come on down. It's on my website. Check it out.
Where is Cuyahoga Falls?
It's just outside. Cuyahoga.
Cuyahoga Falls.
Where is it?
It's just outside Cleveland.
Oh.
Also want everybody, if you go to samtripoli.com,
Punch Drunk Sports,
I'm going to murder somebody in about 2 seconds. Dude,
I met some writers. I met some Punch Drunk Sports writers in Columbus. That's it, just Columbus, not Indianapolis.
Okay, don't mind me. I'm just trying to do something right here.
I'm helping.
Okay, real quick, I got casted in this awesome animation called
Hold
Court
on,
Order.
Hold on. What happened to you? What was the verb you used? You got what?
No. I got casted.
Okay, that's I think that was my problem was.
Cast.
Yes.
Okay, but it's not casted?
No.
It's still.
It's not, that's why.
Still not casted. Still not casted.
I got cast in an animation.
Oh, cool, man. Hell yeah, way to go.
Ordered.
I didn't realize.
A Kickstarter for it because they want to shoot a pilot, and it's about a 12-step program, and I play the racist guy. And so if you go to SamTripoli.com, you can see, click on the link. If you guys want to help out, please do help out. It's a really funny project. It's basically based on Eric Meyer's life, so you know it's going to be...
It's going to be a short-lived show.
So it's going to involve somebody sleeping in the bushes at some point. So it's a really fun...
So you're doing voiceover?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Can you do voiceover with your mouth full of fart?
No.
Can I finish this?
Sorry. Go ahead.
I got one more thing too. Go ahead.
Just go to samtripoli.com and click on the link. You can watch the first episode they did. It's really funny, and I'd love to have you on. It's got Eric Myers, Becky Robinson, who I think is going to be huge.
I like her.
I think she's going to be a huge comic.
I like her.
Stephanie Sambari, there's Craig Connett, Eric Myers, Jay Davis. It's a bunch of really good people, and so I'm excited about it. Check it out. Good things.
So now, before you want to get this, are you going to be here March 29th, Sam? March 28th?
I thought we were doing this next week.
I thought we'd do it the last week I was here.
Oh, so now it's
you
changing.
Said last
I'm
week.
I'm ready
here.
To rock.
Oh, we can do it next week for sure.
We'll figure it out.
Well, hold on. I just brought up a date, and you said no, not that date.
I said next week.
So you have 3 weeks left.
I have 3 weeks left.
No, last week you said we're going to do it on the last.
No.
Yeah, you did.
That's not what I said. I said last week I said we'll do it in 2 weeks.
Oh, I thought you said
go
we're
back
doing
and
the
listen
last...
to it. Listen to it.
Well, that just means you should do it next week.
Yes.
So
you
guys
thank
don't
you.
Argue.
So next week. So you're in for the 15th.
Yes.
I'm going to fart in your mouth.
No, wow. You're going to fart into a funnel.
And you're going to suck it in.
Yes.
You're going to suck in that fart.
Hit off your ass.
Wow.
But like
I'm
a big.
Excited. You're
like,
but by the way, just to
hold,
let you know.
Hold,
just
hold,
to let you know.
Stop.
Just to let you know.
Stop.
He still hasn't watched Whitney. And he still haven't sucked my dick. Just to let you know.
I got
just to
take
let you
your
know.
Dick out right now. I've been asking to suck your dick a bunch.
No, we're going to do it next week. You're going to power suck my cock, and you're going to watch fucking Whitney.
I get to tape his ass, though.
No, I'll tape my ass. If I need help, I will ask for
your help. He tapes your ass.
Thank you.
He tapes your ass.
We've always said that.
He does not involve
yeah,
in
he it. Does. That's the deal.
Tape is not even necessary.
Taper. We've always said I was the taper.
The tape is not even necessary. We can do it.
It's extremely necessary.
It's not part of the bet.
It's very important. Part of
so
this.
So, Sam, you want to do this next
week? Because if it leaks
week?
To either side.
You don't want to milk it for another 3 weeks? Because earlier you said.
Unlike you guys, I pay my shit off.
Yeah, that's pretty rare. That's pretty
no,
rare.
I actually paid everyone.
That's a whole nother show. But we have to have the tape.
You don't want to milk it for another 3 weeks? Get used to it. Have fans call in.
No,
talk about more.
No, I want to bang it out.
15.
Yeah, I like your attitude. We got to start working on your diet.
Yeah.
But I got to get some tape. Because here's the thing about
Tebow,
the
only tape you need is tape of the Whitney Cummings show, and you
good.
Have to watch two fucking seasons.
That is a problem. How is that's not done yet?
Yeah, I don't know. And don't
I've
tell
got,
me, do people have sent us fucking
sent
links?
Us
links.
Just
watch
just kind of like Lakers, his Sam's Laker thing, where he goes, "I can't find a Laker jersey," and we're like, hold
"I know,
on.
I found a Laker jersey."
I know,
jersey.
But at first that was your excuse, and we're like,
"He
won
the Laker
find,
jersey.
You can't find a Laker
I still
jersey
have it.
In Southern California."
Oh, real quick, dude,
that was your excuse.
You owe one of our listeners a bunch of shit. James, who's in the...
I told the dude to send me his address. He never shot it to me, so...
So you're saying James...
I'm saying the responsibility falls on the person to...
I just hear words. So here's the thing. The guy who we ran into that called... that James owes a couple things. It was a signed Joey Diaz poster.
Yes.
It was a Joey Diaz CD.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was something else. He said what it all was. Send your things to @punchdrunksports.com or @punchdrunk on Twitter. That goes to James until he fucks that up one last time. Is he on his last strike, Ari? The Twitter?
Yeah, I believe strike.
What's that?
I believe the last strike.
Okay, so he's on his last strike, so you got to do this quick. And... DM them and get your address to him, and then he'll send out. You probably have to remind him because I don't even remember what it all was.
I have no idea what
you can make up
from.
Shit at this point.
But we got to tape
the naked pictures of the nanny.
You fart in it
side.
And it goes off to the sides.
Look,
he doesn't get
I agree
a complete...
with you. I agree the tape is a good idea.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's part of the bet. This is a later
it's...
thing that we can add or not add. But like,
it's
you say
it.
Add.
It's not part of it.
We've talked about it repeatedly.
We have talked about it.
There's three people discussing
it.
This is the democracy. Democracy,
listen, Sam,
the masses win.
The tape is we got to have
this. It's in Canada,
it's more airtight anyway. I'd rather do airtight.
Yeah. I'm fine.
So
but
we all
this
agree.
Is an extra thing.
I
no,
do not agree that
it's
part of the bet.
It's
not
an extra thing.
It's
not an extra thing. It's not an extra thing.
I fart into a funnel
that I tape to your butt.
No, the tape to the butt is not part of it.
See, it's fun, right?
It is fun.
It's only going to shave my...
Oh, by the way, real quick, we might be getting sued by Bruce Buffer.
Oh, yeah. You don't know this story?
No.
I can't wait to tell you. So I get a fucking phone... I get a missed call from Tony... which I don't take. It was in the morning.
Because it's Tony.
It's Tony, and I'm like, I don't know what he wants. And then I get a text. If you are awake, call me back ASAP. This is a 911 situation.
I was just in
So I had to go to a meeting. I was busy, so I call him like 2 or 3 hours later or some shit.
What kind of meeting? Viacom?
Viacom,
CBS
yeah.
Studios?
We know I only get one kind of meeting in Los Angeles. So, No. So I call him back, and he goes, I got a call from Bruce Buffer, who informs me and asks me, because I am his L.A. comedy connection. Swear to God he says this. And he goes, do you know a comedian named Jason Tebow? And he goes, oh, I know him, and he's lucky that I do.
Sounds all right.
Right, right. He goes, well, he does a podcast where he used my likeness and my brother's likeness.
And his brother's likeness.
At the very, I said that we don't use his brother's. We only use him at the end when he says we are live. But at the very beginning.
Are you ready to rumble?
No. We use him where he goes, for the millions in attendance and for the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world. That's his brother.
That's his brother?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So we do use both.
Yeah. So we don't fuck around. When I listen to it, we don't fuck around with a song that was made by a fan and just sent to us. And we go, cool, we got a theme song now. Right. So, but we've used it for years. So I was, and when I listen to it, I'm like, oh shit, we do use both of them.
Yeah.
His lawyer calls
oh.
Bruce and goes, hey man, there's this comedian named
Whose
Jason.
Lawyer calls Bruce?
Bruce Buffer. There's a comedian named Jason Tebow, who's the least of a comedian. I'm barely alive. You guys actually do. I whisper jokes at the roast battle for other people to say is the extent of my comedy.
How about the guy on the show that he knows? Like, he knows me.
Well, that's where it gets to.
Oh, okay.
So then he's like, you know, he does this and he's, you know, I don't know who he is, but he's apparently a comedian and he's using my thing. And Tony's like, oh, he's fine. Don't worry. I vouch for him. Please don't kill him. I am saving his life right now.
Do not get ready to rumble.
Yeah. So,
for the two people in this conversation, then he says, no one watching at home, do not get ready to rumble.
Do not get ready to rumble.
We are not live. No. That's Tony doing that. So, he goes, yeah, he does his sports podcast. Joe Rogan's done it. Shab's done it. All these people have done it. And he's like, oh, okay. He's a good friend of Joe's. That's cool. And he goes, he does it with Ari Shaffir and Sam Tripoli. He goes, oh, I know those guys. Oh, okay. Well, tell him my lawyer's probably sending him an email and to disregard it. And then let me have his number and I'll just call him and talk to him and tell him everything's fine.
Oh, call the lawyer.
Bruce was going to call me and then, the lawyer was going to or probably already in the process of emailing me. And he's like, he's going to get an email. Tell him just disregard that. I'll call him and talk
to him.
T-Bow,
listen.
And then he never called me and talked to me.
If you get sued and they sue you for a lot of money, we will do a Kickstarter for you to help you.
I won't.
As we're off doing our comedy stuff.
Right now, Bruce Buffer.
No.
So it sounds like everything's fine and dandy, and then I never got a call or anything like that. But what a random thing.
It is random.
It's
so weird that somebody...
your podcast! Oh, you're in debt to me.
I need you to fake 9 billboards for me.
Before they light the next comic, remove that stone in front of my tomb.
I was doing a radio show for Sirius Radio, and I guess Red Band was on it, and they were discussing Tony Hinchcliffe, and apparently this radio DJ had a problem with Tony Hinchcliffe, and he was like, you know, we just don't get along. Don't get me wrong. He's brilliant. I go, pump the brakes. Yeah. I'm brilliant. That word is thrown out a little too fucking much.
Every word's thrown out about too much.
Whenever there's a conflict line, people have to like, okay, don't, and then they have to go overboard about like praising the person, where it's like, no, you don't.
Brilliant? That's for David Tell, Bill Burr, and a couple other people. We don't need that with everybody.
Yeah.
And Bruce Buffer,
who's brilliant.
You want me to see if Diaz will call in and talk 196?
Yeah. We talked about the, how's it going, Nanny? Already? Is it Fight Nanny? How's it going?
Fight Nanny?
Good. Jason now, told me only to talk when spoken to.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, this,
so, we I knew Ari would be on board with that. Yeah.
We have Sharia law here on the podcast, and women only talk when talked to.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to obey the rules.
That's, well, you're doing well so far.
If you want to tell him, you'll text it to him.
Keep going.
Keep talking?
Yeah, I'm talking.
This is a na-na-na-na-na moment?
No, this isn't a na-na-na-na.
I've been rewatching the fight, though, in bed, if that's what you're wondering.
Okay.
You've been rewatching it?
Yeah.
Yes.
So by the way, you don't know this. Break me through this.
She wants to get DP'd by the Diaz brothers.
Bad.
Well.
That probably could be made to happen.
No, they're both in long-term relationships and, like, loyal.
Oh, my God. Oh, really? God.
Yeah.
MMA fighters would never cheat on their girlfriends. They're very loyal.
Actually, I'm going to extend that, and I like what you're saying. No professional athlete
would ever cheat
on any woman. So can we please wrap this up?
I think it's different in Stockton.
Might be. Dog, they're all stuck up there. Where I'm from, they're all stuck up.
That's bro, what happens me. In the pontoon stays in the pontoon.
That's what he told me. They're all stuck up in where he's from.
Stockton?
On Sunset Strip, Diaz tells me, dog, everybody's cool here. Where I'm from, everybody's stuck up. Stockton.
Yeah, when everybody's sucking your dick, it's amazing how nice you think everybody is.
Apparently, Nate Diaz thinks stuck up means fucked up on crystal meth.
Yeah.
I just texted Nate. He's going to call in about 2 or 3 minutes.
Nice.
I got his number when he's there at the Sunset Strip, so he said he's calling in and break us through what happened.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty
That's
cool.
convenient.
Well, we had Cerrone, so, I mean, I was trying to get through to Diaz and Rogan, but in the meantime,
now,
I guess we're getting Nate Diaz.
I guess, yeah, we'll talk to him when he gets that. What a great fucking fight card. Started out a little first three fights. I mean, not a lot, three decisions, not a lot going on, but you kind of had this anticipation of something big's going to happen. That starting off with the Tate fight, did you see that?
No, I saw the highlights afterwards. I was going to go home and torrent it, like get it, you know, watch it later. But then this stuff was on TV, and I was like, you know what? I'm not going to try to avoid this. I'll just watch the highlights right now.
Yeah. MMA is weird. MMA is the one thing I could still watch even if I know the outcome. Huh?
I could
the
too.
Best used to be when they played all those Pride shows on Spike and stuff.
Yeah.
And you're like, this happened 7 years ago. I don't know who won this fight.
And a lot of them were fighters like, cool. that you currently would know.
Yeah, exactly. And they're like, yeah, I'll watch
just
this.
Just them on superhuman fucking crazy Japanese steroids.
Why when you watch Pride fights do you get gay British? It was so interesting right there.
Me?
Yeah, you were just like, I don't know who won this fight.
Clutch my pearls. I like that. That'd be funny if like Ari, if Danishan O'Neill. And by the way, thank you very much to Danishan O'Neill for filling in for Ari, who had a road gig. They did a great job. But if Ari was there and you and I are just screaming like crazy people, and he's just gay British fucking Ari.
My word, I can't believe this fight's unfolding like this.
I don't know why he's so Southern. It's not even British. He's just like a Southern woman that owns a plantation. That's who Ari just became.
I'm about to make me some lemonade. This Nate Diaz fight has me parched. Tyrone, fetch me my handbag.
All right, how was Indianapolis?
Indianapolis is great. I like that place a lot.
How is one Crackers. Of my many hometowns? I lived in Indy for a little while.
What
That's where my sister lives.
What are the gay lesbian centers like in Indianapolis? Are they fun?
Nah, it's just like, they're pretty solid. Pretty solid.
What time is it right?
Good oatmeal. Good. What's that? 12:39.
Oh, we got a C. We got a C. I'm going to say it's a caller. Hi, you're on with Punch Drunk Sports with Jason Timbo and the
dog.
And Sam having a stroke. Nate Diaz, ladies and gentlemen. Congratulations, Nate.
Congrats, bro.
Fucking Nick's on the phone, too, dog.
Hey, boo.
What up, motherfuckers? It's fucking Nick Diaz, bitches.
Hey, guys, by the way, joining us, because you've called in a couple times, joining us for the first time in the studio is friend of show, Fight Nanny, who really enjoys you guys a lot, a whole lot. And
I watch it on the fucking camera, dog. Fucking, I like what I see. I'd fucking let it ride around on the pontoon.
Nice.
Now, would it
dog,
be...
I'm gonna, dog, we'll get that. Let's DP this bitch, man. Wow. I heard this bitch is down for some DP action from the Diaz brothers. I'm fucking let's do this shit.
Wow.
Now, as brothers,
like, make a wish.
How do we arrange this?
Are you going to set this
dog,
up?
Dog, what happens outside the 209, you don't fucking... That's fine. That's
okay.
What happens outside the 209,
so you just...
fine. You just we have contracts with our girlfriends, dog. They know outside the 209, fucking, we do what we want.
Don't fuck with the 209.
No, it's the two. Outside the 209, everything is fine. That's the saying.
What did you
learn? Yeah, we, you know, we couldn't come up with that, but fucking, yeah, we know what you're saying.
By the way, I still have my voice is still lost from screaming.
You were so
I couldn't even talk on. I literally was so happy with your fight, Nate, and the results of it. I could not talk Saturday night and then all of Sunday.
Wow.
I was fucking in Cabo, man. I fucking had that Montezuma's revenge fucking.
I don't know if that's what it's called.
That's why I was able to come to the fight, dog. They called me. I didn't fucking train. I didn't do shit. I didn't need to for that fucking little piece of shit.
Yeah, we saw you taking shots on a boat, and I guess that was what you were calling your training.
I was on a fucking Yatoon.
Yatoon, you stepped it up, huh?
Now, speaking of Yatoons, I'm going to play a little something because I got some footage sent to me. Now, you guys had called right after the fight. Nate, you called around looking for a yacht, and I want to hear if you've actually done some research about this, but this is Nate Diaz calling for, a yacht salesman.
Here we go.
Is this him going to the phone? Does it include him walking from the bathroom?
They, they sell rotary
putting
phones.
Putting a quarter in.
Yeah. On Man Yacht Sales, Dwayne speaking.
Yeah, hey, what's up, man? You know, I recently came into some money from my job. I was looking into some yachts. Like, can you give me like a price range on like, you know, some stuff you guys got?
What are you looking for?
You know, like I haven't done a whole lot of research, but I was looking to get a yacht.
How much money are you going to spend?
I got like 300 grand.
And you don't have any idea what kind of boat you want?
No, man. I haven't done like, I mainly know pontoons. Like, so I'm kind of new in the yacht game.
Well, you know what you need to do? You need to go on to, the Yachtsman magazine or... go on to the internet in the yacht world and look at different kinds of boats and get an idea of what type of boat you want.
Okay, I'll do some research, man.
Because there's everything from trawlers to high-speed motor yachts, all kinds. They're just, if you just, you know, generally shopping, there are just zillions of them out there.
Zillions.
All right, man. I guess I'm a little unprepared. I'll do some research, man, and I'll get back to you.
Okay.
All right, I can't wait to get in that yacht game, dog.
Okay.
Fuck yeah. Bye.
Fuck yeah. There you go. That's
dog, that motherfucker, that's what I'm talking about, Stockton, dog. You're fucking stuck up, man. They don't even want to fucking sell you a yacht. I got fucking 300 grand burning a fucking hole in my pocket. The guy wants me to fucking read Yacht Weekly. Go fuck yourself, dog. I called in Stockton to fucking keep it local, and that's they don't want to let me in the fucking Stockton Yacht Club, dog.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Is there a Stockton Yacht Club? I don't...
The SYC?
You know what, dog? We called the fucking pontoon dealer after that. Guess what? They sent a fucking pickup truck to come pick us up, dog. They took us right to the fucking pontoon yard. We got there, they had fucking ribs, they had fucking soda, fucking Faygo, all sorts of shit for
Faygo?
Us,
Faygo? That's gold.
Faygo.
Hey, Nick, I got a question for you.
ICP, motherfuckers.
Nick Diaz, you there?
Yeah, dog, what's up?
I got a question for you. So I want you to walk me through this a little bit. You're at the fight, right? You're at 196. You see your brother tapping out Conor McGregor. They, you know, the ref separates them. At that point, how bad did you want to just jump in there and start kicking Conor McGregor?
He wasn't allowed at the cage, dog.
Dog, I wasn't at the fucking fight. What? I was watching outside Ernie's TV hut in Stockton, California, dog. It was me. It was fucking Phil and Dirty Larry.
Yes,
they don't let me. I'm suspended, dog. They won't
you
let
can't
me.
Even get in for real?
Yeah, you're not allowed to go to an event when you've been suspended for smoking marijuana. For life.
Go?
Yeah.
Free Nick Diaz, dog. That's my fucking brother, my main fucking man. He got me through that fight with Connie Mack, dog.
Yeah. Dog, I got
Connie Mack.
Connie Mack. Connie Mack.
So
wow.
I got
Nate that fight with Conor McGregor, dog.
Oh, you brokered it?
No, dog. okay, here's the fuck. You guys probably don't know this fucking story. So fucking Nate, every night he's in the top bunk.
How would we know this story?
Dog, he's praying every night, like, hey, Jesus Christ, please fucking help me get this fight with Conor McGregor. I'm trying to smoke weed and go to sleep, dog. The whole fucking night, he's up there 45 minutes every night praying. So me, fucking Phil, Dirty Larry, we load up the pontoon.
Dirty Larry, yeah.
Fucking mountain bike. We head down to Brazil. We find Dos Anjos, dog. We put his foot in the fucking spokes of the mountain bike.
Oh, shit.
I fucking crank it, break that shit. Now fucking Nate. Champ,
145.
145
champ.
Damn.
That's a lot. It's big, man. Fucking Dirty Larry and fucking Phil, they made me a fucking belt. They went to Stockton Trophy Shop. They fucking, I got a 145 UFC belt, dog, wearing it right fucking now.
What does Dirty Larry do when he's not around you? Like, where?
Also, what is Phil's business?
What is Dirty Larry's story?
Dirty Larry's our fucking legal consultant. He fucking handled all Nick's shit with the UFC in terms of the fucking pot legal stuff.
Oh man!
Yeah, dog. When he
he's done a terrible job.
He's boning up on his legal knowledge, motherfuckers.
Oh, that's great. So where's he going? Like University of Phoenix or some shit?
Dog, he went to fucking Harvard.
Harvard,
Nick. What have you been doing now that you're not fighting or appearing at fights?
Yeah.
I mean, dog. I train and I fucking smoke some weed and then
No, shouldn't say that. Even if you are, you shouldn't really. No.
Dog, tell them about that fucking awesome weed contest you judged in fucking L.A., dog.
Oh, dog, it was fucking badass. Here's the thing, though, dog. I've already been tried convicted of smoking pot. If they get me again, that's double jeopardy.
No, it doesn't.
Double jeopardy. That's two strikes and you're out.
100% how that works. You really need to know that.
Dirty Larry about it. He fucking consulted me.
Yeah, Dirty Larry's doing you dirty, dude.
He said that he's going to take care of it.
Yeah, Joe Rogan, it's cool for him to smoke because they don't test him for pot or anything like that, and he's not competing. It's not on the list of banned substances, unfortunately.
Dog, I don't know. I heard Goldberg got fucking suspended for smoking weed.
No way. I doubt that. You know, I got to bring this up, you guys. I've heard these allegations, and I just want to hear what you say about it. The allegations are coming from Connor's camp that you two don't even live in Stockton, that you, in fact, live in Visalia.
Whoa! Breaking news.
And
you're claiming Stockton.
Hold on.
Okay,
before you go.
Let's just keep talking
to him, but that is incredibly...
You have sources already?
Yeah, I have sourced a report that the Stockton brothers, the Nick Diaz and Nate Diaz, I'm doing it, are actually no longer living in Stockton, but reside in Visalia. No, that is not breaking news. That is not a breaking news.
That's breaking news with Ari Shafir. Clutch my pearls. I got some business to tell.
Ari, is this true? Because my parents live there.
In Visalia?
Oh, yeah. Breaking news.
That's where all my family lives.
It's Central Cali.
Bye, Danny.
I will move home.
It's Central Cali.
By getting DP in Visalia.
That's where my nieces, everyone.
Really?
I'm moving
back. Are you cool getting DP'd in the same town where your nieces live?
Yes. Oh. I will go babysit after.
This is fucking, I don't know if you just heard that. I just punched my fucking wall because I'm so fucking upset by Connie Mack.
Your wall in Visalia?
I'm trying to fucking save face right now, dog. I've never been to Australia. I don't fucking, I'm an American, dog.
Dog, we don't even know what a fucking Visalia is.
It's a town over. What are you talking about? It's one town over. It's Bakersfield, Stockton, and Visalia. No. The fucking triangle of meth in Central Cali.
I know where Lodi is, dog. I never heard of fucking Visalia, dog.
Dog, we're not fucking rich. We're not a fucking Visalia country club, dog. We're fucking in Stockton, keeping it real, KIR, all fucking day, dog.
KIR. You guys.
You ever heard me drop the fucking Visalia fucking Banks area code? I don't even fucking know it, dog.
559.
Hey. 559.
Fuck the 559, dog. 209. Till I fucking die like Brody Stevens, dog.
Hey, let me ask you something. Was there any, like, kind of sexual heat between you and Misha Tate? You both had big wins. You're both, like, kind of in your physical prime. Was there any way, like, two victorious people just bumping uglies? Was there any...
I probably shouldn't fucking say this, but I had fucking one of my buddies. I had Gil and Gil's old man fucking run a screen on Caraway. And I fucking balled her in the back fucking locker room, dog.
No way. Brian Carroll was distracted.
I balled her.
Fucking Gil's old man and Gil. This is a play we've been doing for years in Stockton, dog. Gil's old man distracted with some churros and fucking some balloons and shit.
Balloons and shit.
Dude, Caraway's a fucking... That dude's a fiend for chocolate-covered bananas, dog.
I know a few people that are, too.
Snaps.
You know what that means, dog. Read between the lines.
What does it mean?
That's black cock. Shit right there.
Black cock?
Yeah, give me your phone. I'll show you.
No, I don't.
He fucking eats it with no teeth. Let's just say that, dog.
That's
Nate.
I hope this fight nanny likes non chocolate covered fucking frozen bananas.
You mean bananas?
this is the only sports podcast where we could have Nick and Nate Diaz on 2 to 3 days after Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 2 3 days after. One of the biggest UFCs in history that they were on, and we
wonderful
have not talked at all about the fight.
Oh, let's get into it.
Real quick, before we do that, dog, hey, Ari, that story Nick told, like, does that whet your appetite to get him on your fucking show? We're great storytellers, dog.
Which story? About punching the wall when he heard he was from Visalia?
No, dog, about fucking breaking Dos Anjos' foot, dog.
Oh.
We're real fucking,
that is a good story.
Word? Fucking, real fucking like speak good,
dog. If you do one of your storyteller shows and the theme is breaking people's fucking feet, get me on there, dog.
Okay.
That should be the theme music. That's great. Taste of the fight. A lot of people thought
it was an upset, but I don't think you thought it was an upset at all, huh?
Fuck, dog, if I had bet on myself like that fucking movie Over the Top, I barely would have won shit, because in my mind, I was the fucking favorite, dog. Oh,
now, some people think that you lost round one, and how much was that cut above your right eye affecting you? It looked like it was bleeding into your eye a bit.
Dog, when you deliver the 209, fucking that blood steals you, dog. I was tasting it, and I was like, fuck, dog, Connie Mack, this guy ain't got shit. He hit me with his best stuff. It felt like a fucking midget was, like, tapping me on the face.
Connie. I didn't realize you were calling Connie.
Dog, that cut.
Connie Mack.
I showed up there, dog. We were playing cornhole, and we didn't have any fucking beanbags, so we were using lawn darts, and one hit him in the fucking eye before he went in there.
What? You're playing cornhole with lawn darts?
That's not Ari.
They don't do that shit in Visalia, man.
This fucking Stockton rules, dog.
Yeah, Stockton rules means if it's on the circle, it doesn't count, or it does count.
You gotta get in the hole.
It's like fucking beer pong with nunchuck rules.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. By the way, I played beer pong with Brennan Zizi in Tempe, Arizona once, and man, he cheats so much.
At what?
Beer pong.
How do you cheat at beer pong?
He doesn't take the drinks. He just brings it to his mouth. I'm like, all right, next.
Throws down like an ounce of beer.
Yeah, throws it in garbages and shit. It's like you see the used cups and they're all sort of floating on each other. He doesn't drink at all. He's such a fucking cheater.
When was this?
This was 7-8 years ago.
Jesus
Are
Christ.
Are you saying that Steve Irwin ZZ is lying about something?
This is the week after I broke
up. Fucking cheap in Africa, dog. Who would love to drink that fucking beer, dog? That story makes me sick.
Yeah, everyone else is blitzed, and Brendan Zizi is like, yeah, let's win another one.
Yeah, let's do it again.
Wall of Fame.
Can I ask you?
You do that in Stockton, dog. We'll bring him to Stockton. We'll break both his fucking knees, dog.
I know. You guys overreact. Like you heard about GSP, who now I heard wants a shot against Nate Diaz.
Dog, that guy will probably fucking call you guys today. He's a fucking bitch. He was at the fight, dog.
Can I ask you a question, Nate, about the fight? What were some of the things you were saying to Conor McGregor to get in his head? What were you saying to him?
Connie Mack, I was saying, fucking, is that all you got, bitch? Fucking, look at that tattoo. It's fucking second worst to Brock Lesnar's, dog.
Oh,
the
shit.
The monkey on his chest.
I was saying,
your fucking mom's got that shitty bleach blonde hair in the crowd. I'm going to fucking ball her after I ball Misha Tate, dog.
Wow. So, is that the ultimate fucking smackdown, is to bang somebody's mom after you beat him in the octagon?
First, I'll make him fucking watch and be like, what are you going to do, bitch? I took everything you got and I choked you out. Your jiu-jitsu's fucking Ari Shaffir level, dog.
That's so crazy. I feel bad for the nanny. She's willing to give it up, and you just want to bang everybody else.
I know. I was a little sad right now, but I was trying to keep it cool.
Oh, yeah. We've got a DP situation for you. Do we even offer that to them?
What's
up?
Dog,
I got to be honest with you. This bitch over here is from fucking Visalia. I mean, she sounds like some stuck-up pussy right there, dog. I don't even know if we want to DP her.
Oh, wow. You drive like a fucking BMW limo and shit.
She has a BMW pontoon.
Fucking, all your bikes are probably fucking Cannondales and shit, dog. It's like real fucking yuppie shit.
We're not from there. They moved there. Does that help?
Yeah, it's still kind of gross, dog.
But I'm not there. I live in L.A.
Real quick, Nate, who do you want to fight next?
I'm right now like the 45 champ. Like, I don't know if I can even cut to that weight, dog, so I may have to vacate my belt.
Okay.
I like how Conor McGregor was holding his belt.
It's up to the UFC, dog. It's time to fucking make money. I've been doing this for fucking 29 years, and it's fucking, I've made like $3,000.
You made $500,000 for that fight. No win bonus, but $500,000. This should at least give you like a $5,000 win bonus.
You got fight tonight, though.
Yeah. Fight tonight, yeah, 100 grand.
I actually fucking stole some of Connie Mack's jewelry and shit out of his locker. He was doing press, so like probably 510, maybe add 10 G's to that.
Wow.
Wow.
All right, well.
I don't know who, I mean, who should I fight? I'm a fucking, you know, I'm the man of the people. Who do you guys want me to fight? I'll fight Lawler. I'll fight anybody, dog.
No. I want you to fight the fighter from Fighter and the Kid. Get him out of our way.
Brandon Schaub.
He's not training right now.
Yep.
He's a slim pickings. You already fight out of your weight class.
We could probably figure out where he sleeps.
Yeah. You can go in there
How
with
about
a knife.
That Callen guy, dog? He seems like he'd be easier.
He's 170.
Nick can take him out.
Nick can take him out.
Yeah,
and
dog.
Both...
I'll fucking fight that motherfucker. Brian Challen, dog? What is he, a fucking cholo?
No, yeah. He's just white.
He's just a regular white guy.
What do you have against these guys, dog? Give us some fucking motivation.
They're stealing our...
They stole our caveman coffee money.
Oh, fuck, dog. You're pissing me off already, man.
Our good friend.
It's a good fucking coffee, dog.
Thank you.
That,
it is
man.
Good coffee. Thank you, Diaz Brothers.
Yeah.
Now,
hey, Fletcher, dog. I've trained with that guy before, and he's got killer jujitsu and fucking the coffee. After he chokes you out, he wakes you up with that fucking caveman coffee.
that should be a good aftertaste.
I rolled with Brendan Schaub before, dog. I fucking did, and I tell you what, I don't think he washes his fucking asshole, because that motherfucker stank.
Schaub.
Okay.
Terrible.
Schaub.
I can see that. I could totally see that.
They should make a commercial.
Do you guys want to fucking kill Bruce Buffer?
No, he's cool now. I think he's cool now. We don't want to exacerbate the situation right
Bruce
now.
Bruce Buffer, I'm very cool with, and I'm a huge fan of. I actually thought it was cool that he actually heard of
Michael
me.
Michael Buffer once fucking indirectly. Mean mugged us. We almost beat him up in a fucking Burger King in Vegas, dog.
Michael
dog,
Buffer?
Dog, if you want to put fucking Dirty Larry on retainer for your fucking lawsuit.
No, we
like,
do not. We do not.
Cool. I don't like anything that I've heard about Dirty Larry and what he has done. He seems
desirable.
Like he's really misguided Nick in this whole pot thing. I'm going to say no to Dirty Larry's advice.
He tried to get Nick a 2-year suspension and then talked him down to one, dog.
Yeah, but he is also telling him it's fine for him to keep smoking pot because of double jeopardy. Yeah.
Dirty Larry said, as long as we don't fucking smoke weed in the octagon, we're fucking cool.
Were you going to smoke weed in the octagon?
I was thinking about it last fight against Connie Mack, dog. I was a little stressed.
So you're going to smoke pot?
Dog, I mean, I don't appreciate you besmirching fucking Dirty Larry's name. This motherfucker went to Harvard Community College in Lodi, California, I don't know where the fuck you got your
Nick, can I just say that it was Tebow besmirching him and not me at all? I'm down on Dirty Larry.
I wasn't besmirching him. I'm a big fan of Dirty Larry.
Yeah,
I was just saying I don't want...
Tebow, man. Fuck you, motherfucker.
No, I like Dirty Larry. I'm a big fan of his. I'm just saying I don't want his advice.
He's shaking his head no that he's not...
No, I'm nodding. They're looking at the show. I'm saying yes, Dirty Larry. I'd love to work with Dirty Larry on something other than him giving me advice about legal
dog,
things.
It sounds like you're doing more besmirching, dog. Dog, last guy you fucking said shit about Dirty Larry, we knocked him out, dragged him behind the fucking tuner.
I've never said anything bad about Dirty Larry.
Why are you talking shit?
You weren't even in the room!
He was talking mad shit about Matt Smack.
Wait, where did that fucking guy go? You left the room? You're talking to the champ, dog.
Don't talk about DL.
Yeah, I'm not talking about DL. I'm a big fan. Okay, fine. Then I would like to have Dirty Larry's legal advice as well. Thank you. You guys convinced me.
I would like to say something. What we're not talking about is that James, his favorite fighter, lost. And a lot of people thought James was on suicide watch.
Diego Sanchez?
Did Diego Sanchez lose?
I don't know. He fought. Nobody cared.
He won, dog.
He beat Jim Miller?
Yeah.
Wow. Jim Miller's fallen, huh?
Probably.
Remember when Diego Sanchez fell in love with the red card girl?
Fucking Jim Miller's ass, and that was his fucking downfall. He never
you dented his chin, dude.
Remember when, that guy, what's his name? Sanchez, Diego Sanchez, Diego. Fell in love with a ring card girl.
Yeah, with the red, the blonde, and she's fucking everybody.
And then that was it for his UFC career. I mean, he was done
shortly after that. Oh, she Kim Kardashian'd him?
Yeah. I haven't thought about this, though. That was it for him.
She Kardashian'd him.
There's a reason they're called dream killers.
The what?
Dog, some fucking, some chick's vaginas are fucking spider webs, dog. They get you ensnared, and you're fucking, that's why we're worried about this DP chick, dog. She seems evil.
I take care of children. I'm so nice.
That means she gets abortions.
No, dog. Yep. I mean, dog.
That's exactly what that means.
Her fucking tats are all Disneyland, but that pussy is all dark crystal, dog.
Dude, she's a pass around. Who gives a shit?
That's why he's my fucking big brother, and I listen to him all the time, dog. Shit like that. Gems.
Well, I think this is the first and the last time and Fight Nanny's ever want to come on the show. You just called her a pass around.
Who, me? Yeah. I'm just saying. Exactly Diaz is. It's not like she's that uptight.
Dog,
she's not pure Visalia.
DSP, dog. That's what we call it, the DSP. I mean, we can arrange it, but we're a little fucking wary, dog. I have a lot of money now, dog. Everyone in stock is trying to fuck me to get my kids.
But I was saying this before you won.
We're gonna send Gil's old man down there to fucking verify that pussy's good to go. And yep. Then
fair enough.
Now let me ask you: would you fuck Gil's old man or Dirty Larry to get to the Diaz brothers?
To prove yourself.
Dog. Let's be respectful. Nobody does. Fucking Gil's old man's a fucking amateur gynecologist, dog.
Oh, is he?
Amateur, dog. He's professional, dog. He's been doing it for 40 years.
Now, Nate, before we let you go, I just want real quick, I want to make sure everything's going cool with you. Good luck buying a boat.
Yeah.
Now, you won $500,000 this weekend.
$600,000,
because
with the fight boat.
Well, you earned $600,000. How much money do you have now after you earned $600,000?
Yeah, taxes take two of that.
Dog, no taxes in Stockton, dog. It's like fucking Florida.
Oh, Jesus. This is the
same
international
problem. Waters, dog. No fucking pool. I'm not paying a fucking dime of taxes because fucking what did Uncle Sam do in that fight? Fucking nothing, dog.
But, I mean, honestly, you would have gotten that money even if you lost. So Uncle Sam didn't have to do anything. You made that money just
you
showing
earned
up.
It for...
I bought a fucking 100 G's worth of jean shorts. I gave them out to fucking Gil. I went out and we did a pontoon parade, dog. I was throwing them off into the crowd, dog, in Stockton.
Like low rider pontoons, like I've seen that in San Jose.
That sounds like a fucking sweet ass tuner, dude. We had fucking 100 tuner parade, dog.
Wow.
Well, guys.
They were just pulling them through the street, dog. You should have seen the sparks flying off the fucking pontoons. Really fucked up the main strip, too.
Your pontoons are amphibious? They can't go on water and land?
No, dog. They're strictly on water, but we dragged them through the fucking streets, dog.
God,
I bought my mother a new fucking houseboat, dog.
How many kids are going to be named Nick and Nate in Stockton?
Oh, good question.
That is a good question.
You mean
it's
is there
like fucking Nick at Night, dog? You can watch Dennis the Menace. It's fucking Nick and Nate, dog.
You mean like if somebody has a kid tomorrow, they're gonna say on the birth certificate, let's put this down as Nick and Nate Diaz Smith.
Yes. Well, what about Peyton? They did that thing on Peyton Manning that like and after Peyton's he. Over. He got in the NFL. Just the name Peyton just skyrocketed.
Yeah, people.
Well, the other thing that's cool, interesting is like all of these athletes, NFL players, NBA players. Not NBA, but you've seen quite a few of them in the NFL or college football. All the people that are named Shaq now.
Oh, really?
Shaq. All of them.
Yeah,
and they're always
all
like,
black.
Oh yeah, name. Well, yeah, because black. You figure they're all 21. Shaq was a badass when he was 18, 19. So these people that had kids. Which makes me feel old because, like, fuck, man, there are these kids
drafted.
That are named after him. I remember him at LSU.
Yeah.
I remember him in March Madness.
He had a play once. Yeah, Indiana. He lost against Indiana.
Indiana.
They arrested him. That fucking coach.
I was
his name
at
was.
IU when they beat
real
him.
They arrested him because they, like, they were like, we're already.
No. Real quick, guys. Who is the most famous person to hit you guys up after the fight?
What?
They are gone?
Yeah.
Why'd you get rid of them?
Because I thought you told them to hang up on them.
Oh, my bad. Go on with your rant.
Yeah, that guy, what was his name, LSU coach? The coach back then. Wasn't it Smith, maybe?
Yeah.
Something Smith.
Anyway, he rested Shaq in an early round.
Who did? Something?
That something, yeah. And then he was like, we'll be fine. Indiana came back. Then he fucking won because he rested him. But I remember him at the foul line, back to the basket, having the ball. Some guy's on his back, and he pivots. The guy like stays on his back, pivots left. The guy stays on his back. Then he pivots again. And the guy stays on his back. Then all of a sudden he realized the guy's towards the three-point line on his back now.
Yeah.
So he's got an open lane in front of him. So he just takes one long pivot foot and just slams the thing home.
Dude, he was awesome
Shaq
in college.
Was the best player in the NBA. Great.
His rookie year was so fun when he was ripping rims
and
down
people
and
were like,
breaking
all he
rims.
Does dunks. All he does dunks. He fuck that's so 30 points. Fun all to he does watch. Is dunks. And we're like, what are you talking about? He gets himself to within a foot of the basket and then he slams it home. What's your issue?
Yeah.
He's not going to be able to take threes when
he
comes down.
And
to
he
it.
Was hilarious. Remember that game in Orlando when he took the ball the full length of the thing and dunked?
Oh, yeah.
Like from one end to the other?
Hey, Fight Nanny, can you go on either ESPN or Bleacher Report and look up what NFL moves are being made? Because as Tebow texted me yesterday, this is Christmas for the NFL.
1 o'clock tomorrow. Everything is totally legal. Today you can start negotiating with people.
This is stupid, though, because everyone's already negotiated, and they're just like, hold on, we can't sign until later.
Does that mean NFL draft guys?
Hey, shut the fuck up and just do your goddamn job.
No, it's free agency.
Thank you.
NFL free agency.
Yeah, on Bleacher
Suddenly
Report,
I'm
just
missing a Mexican.
Yeah, just go
hey,
NFL.
He
on
was
Report.
Just as... No, I'm better.
Okay. I am better.
Yeah,
he
man.
He wouldn't even look it up.
The DeMarco Murray thing is shocking to
Unbelievable.
Me.
Unbelievable.
I mean,
so what happened?
And Byron Maxwell, who's like was the big super duper cornerback of last year's free agency, he was the best shutdown corner for the Seahawks. Eagles signed him $43 million. They traded him too. Played 1 year there.
Where'd he play? Where'd he get traded to?
He went to Miami.
Miami. Then
Miami's
then,
got money.
DeMarco
man.
Murray went to the Titans. Do you think that's a good fit? From what I read, a lot of people thought it was a great fit.
I think so.
Ari, go outside.
Oh, Ari's on the phone.
Yeah.
Captain Business over here.
I'm sorry.
James, pick him up and carry him outside.
Always
I've been waiting my whole life to hear you say that, Sam.
What?
James, pick up Ari and carry him outside. He's just rocking him like a little baby. Oh, make your calls to Comedy Central, my sweet prince.
It was Diaz. He's going to call in.
Okay.
Joey?
Yeah.
Okay.
God damn it. I was losing my goddamn marbles.
So anything come up?
Tebow, how are you, my brother?
Let me see.
What do
Let
you want
see.
From me?
When did you get this phone?
Dale Brown.
2 years ago.
I don't think there's going I don't think there's a shitload of major moves that have happened yet, but I would love the Falcons to get the center
Hold
from
on,
Cleveland.
Dude, isn't this a this is a big one, what? Right? Jackson from Denver signs with the Jags.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
DeMarco Murray just got traded
to the Eagles. Yeah, we were talking about that when
you were on the
on
phone. We discussed that thoroughly.
To your agent, DeMarco Murray gone to the Titans. And dude, three people, and now they're going to talk about trading Ryan Matthews.
I was hoping DeMarco would just get released and come back to the Cowboys.
Yeah. I think they're.
How much do they get
that?
For him?
For who?
For DeMarco.
They won't even say until
they just
tomorrow. They can't say until 1 o'clock tomorrow, but undisclosed draft picks. Probably a second rounder, maybe a late first this year.
That's hilarious. They're allowed to announce it to the press, but they can't show you any paperwork until tomorrow.
Why is that hilarious?
Because it's stupid. It's like you made a deal already. What do you mean you can't show us till tomorrow? You made the deal. It's done.
Maybe they don't want to announce it because maybe it's a shitty deal.
And so they'll wait one day in order
so that they can just get it done with and not hear the shit from their
from the fans.
Because listen, if you put out the details and the fan base goes nuts,
and it's you know they sometimes it gets leaked, sometimes they leak it, sometimes they don't. It's up to one of the teams can just be like, hey, we're not going to say till it's official Wednesday. But sometimes they go, they've agreed in principle to. DeMarco Murray for a second round pick or a first round and then whatever. Yeah. Because they also, Kiko Alonso also went to Miami.
Tebow, if you were Detroit, right? Detroit.
Or Tennessee, I mean.
Has basically.
Calvin Johnson retired today.
Has retired.
Today he officially did.
Who did?
Megatron.
Calvin Johnson.
Calvin Johnson.
Yeah.
You really are almost in rebuild mode at this point. Do you field offers for Matt Stafford? And if you're Houston. And you can't get Brock Osweiler. Do you throw the house at Detroit to try to get Matthew Stafford?
No, he's not worth the house.
He's not with the house.
He's an excellent,
Too old for the house.
How many years has he been in the league?
He hasn't been that long.
A while.
How long?
A while.
Look at Matthew. 10 years.
Look at Matthew Stafford. See how long he's been in the league. Matthew Stafford. You think 10?
No, I'm saying what
I
is
think
it?
Eight-ish.
I think 7.
Whatever.
And he's been injured a bunch, right?
Not a shitload.
Oh, that's Sam Bradford.
Yeah, Sam Bradford is.
Matthew Stafford hasn't done as much as.
He's had a couple 5,000 yards, but he's also had fucking Megatron.
2009.
So this will
be his 7 years. Who called it?
16.
No, what did he go for last year? Or like, what was his stats last year? I don't think he's worth like much. Just like he's good.
2 1s.
What?
No way! Oh God, no.
2-1.
No way.
Draft picks in the NBA. NBA aren't nearly as valuable as the NFL.
If I got a mid-range one, I would do that. If I Tennessee.
If you're Detroit,
think they have a lot.
I mean, mid-range one,
Houston.
I would say a 1 and a 2.
But if I was Detroit, I'm like, man, no. Because now we got to rebuild everything. Now we got to rebuild.
Well, you're
going
to have to rebuild everything.
Yeah, but not at quarterback. Now you get one more draft pick, and now you need everything and a quarterback.
I know, but by the time that team gets
good, it's a mid-range one.
By the time that team gets good through rebuilding, I mean, where's Stafford going to be in 3 years?
I wouldn't do it.
What's his level? I would get rid of him. I would get rid of him really fully rebuild.
I would get rid of him.
But right now you can rebuild picks through free agency, and it's not like NBA where you got to start from scratch. You can start from you can just get a good team by signing people.
They need a lot.
I mean, they just freed up $20 million by him retiring.
No, it's $11 million.
Well, you know, I mean, but was this his last year of his contract?
No, you're right. They get $11 million of.
But towards a cap, there's a different thing.
Cap space.
Right. Towards this year.
Which they can throw it away.
Which still
receiver.
Are anything. I mean, there's a good wide receiver draft class. There's a great wide receiver draft class.
Yeah, I think Nate Diaz just declared.
But tomorrow's great because at 1 o'clock. Anything can happen tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and really in the NFL, to me, that I like that more than the draft because it really does determine what you draft, what you do in the next month. So if you're a team that's like, hey man, we need O line, safety, receiver, this, and all right, cool.
Like the Titans are no longer going to look for a running back to draft.
Oh, for fucking 7-8 years, hopefully.
Well, right.
You know what I mean?
Nah, he ain't.
Let me ask you, dude.
But that's what they're banking on.
3 good years.
Do you think Calvin Johnson is really done, or do you think this is the point?
I read his speech, and I think he's done.
Yeah. Now, what would have been cool is if he went to Detroit, if he actually liked Detroit, went to them and said, hey, listen, guys, I'm out. So why don't you guys trade me? Get something decent.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to retire.
Right.
I mean, if I really liked my team, that's what I would do.
And I'm sure a lot of people do that.
It's not like Barry Sanders was like, trade me or I'm done. He's like, I'm done either way.
Both these guys, Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnson, both were the face of the franchise of Detroit. Both of them retire early at 30. And I think it's just because Detroit does this thing that they do where
it's
they
the
get
owners.
A guy.
It's the Ford family.
They get a guy and they go, this is our guy. Let's beat him to the fucking ground.
Yeah.
Let's not get him any help. Let's just ride his back and hopefully he'll get us somewhere.
They did it with Sanders.
And that's exactly what they did. And they both retired early at 30. His speech, there was nothing in his speech to me that said this. Wink, wink.
Oh, right.
You know
what did he say? I just don't want to play anymore. What did he say?
Can
we play the speech? Sam, are you looking it up?
Yeah. Nope, there isn't one. He didn't do a public speech. He just released.
Find it.
He released a press thing. He released a statement, but it was all like, I have played my last game of football. It wasn't like I'm done in Detroit. I played my last game of football.
Do you think he might come back in 2 years?
I don't know.
Dude, yeah,
that's when you never know because you might get bored.
Because I can see him taking a year off.
A lot
off,
of people take a year off and then they go
play for the Patriots.
I got another year in me.
Oh, that'd be.
I mean, Terrell Owens did that for a while. Ocho Cinco did that for a while.
Kept retiring and signing.
Bam, played with the Dolphins. Retired,
Randy
bam,
Moss
played with the Pats. Randy Moss? Yeah, Randy Moss did that as well. I mean, you're a high-level receiver like that.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, fuck, man, we're about to make a run. We just lost fucking...
Yeah, anyone... If you take a 30-year-old...
Larry Fitzgerald blows his knee out in week 9, call Calvin Johnson, man. See what kind of shape he's in.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's in great shape.
Well,
if you take a 32-year-old... 2 years out of the league, Jumbotron.
Jumbotron.
And you say...
Is that the fel? Is that
like
what he's going
to
become?
That's what it'll be if he just eats all the time.
Yeah, but we'd like to try you as our number 3 receiver.
We are called.
All right, it might be Coco.
Caller, you're on the air. Where are you calling from?
What's up, you bad motherfuckers?
Yeah, Joey Diaz. Hi, buddy.
You're here.
What's up, you fucking savages? Talk to me.
How was the gambling for UFC 196?
The gambling was it was like stealing. It was like fucking stealing. You understand me? When I was doing burglaries, it was harder work than what happened on a Saturday night.
Wow.
What did you bet?
Well, this is what happened. Okay, so when it was just a regular card, I wasn't going to bet anything. Between you and I wasn't even interested in the card. I thought that. So they were going to put those años out to rest like they did the other poor guy. If you watch the fight now, as he was walking down, you could tell he was going to get shot in the head like fucking Kennedy going to Dallas.
Who, Aldo?
Take a chance. So, yeah, when Aldo fought him, you could tell.
You're right.
That night, Kennedy, it was like Kennedy in Dallas. He was going to get shot or his test was going to come back positive. He was not going to win that fucking fight.
Wow.
Well, he ended up winning. I bet the under that night. So he knocked him out. I wasn't going to sit there and be a fucking swami. So I just took the under, and he knocked him out in the first round. I ended up winning $183 or something.
Oh, wow, nice.
That's good.
So every time I went to Vegas, I never cashed in the ticket. So I was going to just cash it in this week. Then the fight got over to Diaz, and I started thinking about it. Diaz is going to go in there and lose his temper, and he's going to fall in for it. But then something hit me on the way to the dance. I started thinking about jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
And how good his fucking jiu-jitsu was. And at that point, I was just going to take whatever I won and bet it on Diaz and call it a night. But when I got to the hotel on Friday, I put on the TV and it was the weigh-ins. And it was 2 minutes before they walked out. Diaz had done the same stance that he had done against Dos Anjos, and he made believe he was going to go throw a punch. And Conor McGregor flinched.
Yeah.
Right there.
He did. He
was where I bet the farm, bitch.
Wow.
I went down while Joe was on stage, and I bet him for $150 and for $30 on over 30. But then, you know me, dog, I'm a Cuban Jew. I woke up at 5 in the morning, ordered room service, went downstairs at 6:01, lurked for a little while, saw a couple black hookers. And I fucking bet $300 on Diaz at $450 to fucking one or something like
that.
Wow!
Nice!
Wow.
So I didn't give a fuck. I was just, listen, man, I'll tell you something. You know why I'm a scary guy? Because I don't give a fuck. I really don't give a fuck. Until I got married and had this little girl, I really didn't give a fuck. Those are the scariest people. When I used to go to auditions and they told me no, and, you know, people don't want to take you to Montreal. I really don't give a fuck. But you know what? Those are the scariest people.
And yeah, people don't give a fuck.
He had nothing to lose, guys.
That's
true. He had nothing to lose.
That's true. He really didn't have anything to lose. He really didn't. What, if he lost, who cares? Some giant.
Why not go in there and knock their fucking dick out? It's like if I call you right now and go, you're going into an audition, but you're auditioning against Brad Pitt. You're going to give up mentally.
Yeah.
But you're going to go, you know what? Let me go in there and fucking make them keep him up at night for 3 nights, thinking whether they should hire Ari because he was that good. And that's what happened. It's just basic psychology. That kid's from the streets, dog.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he had nothing to fucking lose, my friend.
Yeah,
when you got nothing to lose, you got nothing to lose. And, you know, hey, listen, he's a great fighter, Connor, but they set him up, you know, the day. They're putting money in front of his eyes.
It's too much weight.
He's not really thinking past the fight.
It is too much weight to jump.
I mean, it moved to 55 was like a jump, and then he's moving to 70. It's
well,
like,
here's
come
the
on,
thing
bro.
Also about
against a guy that fights at 70.
Here's
or
the
half
thing
part.
About that 170. It's not 170 of built up muscle. It's
right.
170 just weight. You
right,
know what I'm saying?
Right,
like
right, right.
He's not conditioning himself to build muscle to get to that
to
weight.
To run around with that extra weight too,
and just have the strength of 170. He just happened to weigh 170. Like
yeah.
There's pro athletes who are my weight 220.
Yeah.
We weigh the same,
but they're not the same.
It's not the same weight.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah. Totally right.
You
yeah,
know?
John
so,
Jones at 220 and you at 220 is a
totally
different conversation.
Muscle,
I don't know.
Listen,
he weighed 168 and Diaz weighed 169. He had all that movement training and all that shit, but guess what, bitch? That movement training don't do dick when it's hand-to-hand combat. Okay, that's what it is. He bought the fucking train. They've given him a wrestling coach. He's got a secret jiu-jitsu coach. They've done everything to get his fucking ground game up. And it got exposed the other night. He's got 5 fights ahead of him. He's got Edgar, Aldo,
yep.
Dos Anjos,
yep.
Compi, Bertone Ferguson. Pick one, bitch. pick one. You don't think they saw what we all saw the other night? You don't think they fucking saw that?
Yeah.
You're fucking crazy. Even Rogan said he went through him like butter. And then he said it again when he had him. He goes, he went through him like a fucking fire in a fucking blaze or whatever.
Yeah.
He's got 3 months to get that jiu-jitsu up. Because every coach, every jiu-jitsu guy, everybody saw that. I don't give a fuck about your fucking weight. I don't give a fuck about your fucking cardio, your energy. I don't give a fuck about none of that.
And your Bella died.
He's right. He's right.
Everybody saw that.
If Mendez attacked from the top,
UFC.
If Mendez attacked jiu-jitsu from the top when he had him down,
that
would have been a different fight. You know? If
Mendez
attacked,
One time, Joey Diaz, I was following you at the comedy store, and you were talking about how some of these comedy specials aren't that funny anymore. They're not that funny. You don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
And there's something to it. Like, the reason I love sports is because sports is so different than Hollywood. Like, Hollywood pushes these people forward, and regardless of the results, they keep pushing them. You know, if you look at the NFL, the last 3 years, who are the most fucking push people? Tebow, Michael Sam's, Johnny Football, Johnny Manziel.
What about it?
Most of those guys will not play a down next year in the NFL.
Yeah.
Same thing with the UFC. You push these guys so forward, and the truth comes out that they're not ready for it.
Oh, yeah.
They have holes in their game. Whereas Hollywood's pushing people forward that aren't ready for it, but it doesn't matter because that's who they want.
And also because Hollywood doesn't matter if you're good or bad. They can just prop you up and then be like,
comedic
actors, they can all suck our dick on TV. I got 24 years of comedy experience. 10 of them at the Comedy Store, bitch, in the major leagues of comedy. You got to wake up early in the fucking morning to deal with me comedy-wise. Anything else? And the same goes for Ari. And the same goes for Tebow. And the same goes for fucking Tripoli. But we've never gone to Montreal. We've never had that agency behind us.
Yeah.
Pushing us. Until what? We fucking hang ourselves. We go to the Comedy Store and we gotta follow Bill Burr by mistake.
Yeah.
Or you gotta go to fucking Improv and follow Corey Holcomb by mistake. And your reality becomes real. They can't put the time in. I always love these 6-year headliners. I didn't become a headliner, so I was doing comedy 18 fucking years. And let's pretend I wouldn't have done the blow. It would have still been 14 years before I became a headliner, my friend.
Let's pretend you didn't do blow.
I totally respect that.
He had 22 pro fights, 2 UFC fights under his belt.
Yep.
He knows shit that Conor McGregor has never even learned in the octagon, guys.
And it's also a black belt against a brown belt.
You know what's so funny?
How many times have us four walked into the comedy store and there's a guy on stage with 8 fucking shoes with suits on saying how funny he is, and he's dying a slow death. Meanwhile, us four have destroyed the original room at fucking midnight and nobody will talk to us.
Yeah.
Nobody. It's the same thing. So this is why my anger comes with this. Because they overlooked Frankie Edgar. They overlooked... If he would have fought Frankie Edgar instead of Dennis Siver, we wouldn't be having this conversation right now.
Wow. You think he would have lost to Frankie Edgar on the way up?
On the way
to Aldo.
And guess what? He would have done his CSP, and he would have turned out to be a good champion. But they wouldn't have found out about the hole now.
Yeah, dude.
It's too late now. Murderers Row is licking their fucking chops in Brazil right now.
Yeah, do you think the Dos Anjos would have fucking jizzed him to death too?
Oh yeah, dude. Would have done what he did to Anthony Pettis. He would have done to Connie Mack over there.
Connie Mack.
You fucking, I call him Little Trump.
Little Trump? Who? Nate
Diaz? Little Trump. Connor McGregor, Little Trump.
Little Trump.
He talks about a game. He's got no platform.
Little Trump, dude. Little Trump.
And
dude.
I love him. He's a great fighter, bro. He's going to do great at 145. But I don't think his jiu-jitsu is going to be ready by July 9th, guys.
And that's the whole thing with Ronda Rousey, too. It's like, you know, it's like she's really lucky that Misha Tate won that because now she's got a quick path to the belt.
Easy road to the belt. She don't have to beat the girl.
And she didn't even hide it. She's like, I just want to have a little me time. Misha Tate wins. Ready to get back in training. You know, she does.
And immediately now she wants to fight
back in. They called her up and they made her a sweetheart deal. That poor girl doesn't want to know what she wants to do. All she needs is three people to give her the bottom tier of a movie. $250,000, and that bitch will fucking get fatter than me.
Yeah, I think
she'll
that's
get
yeah,
juicy.
Than
juicy. Me.
And I tell what her, a visual!
She's already at 180, 190.
Did you see, what's her name?
In, like Gina Carano.
Gina Carano. Did you see her in Deadpool? In Deadpool, she's massive.
Her tits are huge.
She's never getting on a treadmill again, dog.
100%, dude.
Yeah.
100%. Diaz, I love you, buddy. I love you to death.
Thanks, Joey. You're going to be anywhere you got any dates?
Let me tell you something. We've suffered through this for years, us four guys. Yeah. There's been 1,000 guys that went to Montreal, and they got $750,000. And you know what, guys? At the end, they could suck all four of us. They were horrible.
Blow bang style.
That's and they fell on their face, and where are they now? Where are the fucking winners from last term of standing? Yeah. Where are they right now? You know, because they pushed along too quick, man. We paid our dues.
You can't go backwards.
You can't take that away from me. You can't take that away from me, though.
And that's what you're saying about Connor, that he's that female comment from last time.
He paid his dues, but they pushed him along. They pushed him along. The guy from Vice wrote a very great article yesterday that he fought with four nobodies. The only guy he really fought was Dustin Poirier, but Max Holloway's making a comeback now for it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not making this up. This is what I saw. I saw them build up a guy.
They built him up too much.
They would have gave him Frankie 18 months ago.
He'd have fucked him up.
He would have been a brown belt in 10 Planet Jiu-Jitsu.
They're making him the greatest fighter of all time. He didn't even clear his division.
No.
He fought an Aldo who hadn't fought in 2 years, and he fought a beat-up Chad Mendez, and that's it.
White people also thought Cosby was God. White people are the dumbest people walking the earth. They believe in Trump. They believe in Harris. They want to believe in anybody.
White people that don't.
They
want to
believe.
He's right.
And listen, they called him Ali last week. They called him Bruce Lee. That's a fucking insult. But that's how soft we are. That's how quick we are. You know, to give somebody a brilliant tag.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's fucking brilliant on SNL. Bring them to the original room at 10:30. Let's see how fucking brilliant they really are.
Deep, dude. Deep in. I was talking about that, about Leslie Jones. She's getting a lot of shit right now on Saturday Night Live and for doing Ghostbusters. I'm like, one of the hardest people, and I said this on your podcast, Joey, one of the hardest people to follow, besides Joey Diaz, which is impossible, is Leslie Jones.
Yeah,
in the OR.
Mostly because of this. Because, yeah, she's good and all, but then she also does this thing where the light comes on, then she does 9 minutes of crowd
doesn't
work.
Doesn't matter.
And then you're sitting there waiting. You get this adrenaline dump ready to go on. Okay, and then when she introduces you, she just goes, Sam Tripoli, and walks off.
She knows the value of the dollar. And when she takes that dollar, she's only going to get better, just like you did, Ari.
Yeah.
She wouldn't fucking, me and you were no fucking George Carlin, and neither was Tripoli, and neither was Tebow. But here we are, 10, 15 years later, Ari.
Still surviving.
Still going to the OR. No matter what happens, we're at that OR getting a beating 3 times a week. You know, and we never got pushed along, man. So I don't have hatred for Conor McGregor. I just have hatred for the guys that worked hard, and they still got to live in the MGM with four trainers smelling ass and feet. And meanwhile, Conor McGregor's at the fatigue condo, you know, drinking, fucking, whatever. That's why when he... When he fell out, everybody wanted to fight him, man.
Yeah.
They created a fucking gap in the UFC.
Yep. They did it, dude.
It was a hype machine for sure.
And you just can't do it. Either you got it or you don't got it. And if you don't got it, you better work on getting it. And if you get it too quickly, you might never get it.
I think he'll train, though. I think he'll go back to jiu-jitsu. But, like, how far along is he? Like, how many years does he need? 3 years?
I'm
going to
say he was very gracious in his defeat.
He was a fuck.
He's a gentleman, man. He's a good guy.
He's not a bad dude.
What?
People lose in the fight game, dude.
In front of him, and there's a lot of variables, guys. For him to say all that shit, he's got to get up 2 hours early to write that shit. We all know that. That takes effort. That takes effort away from training.
Yeah.
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 I totally agree. I totally agree. Joey, we love you, dude. Thank you so much for calling in.
I love you. San Jose Improv this week, cocksuckers.
San Jose Improv. Go get some. You're bringing Dean with you. That's fucking great. Have fun, man.
I'm bringing the Ayatollah of Rockarola, Dean Ayatollah.
Who?
Fucking D-Ray.
Dean Del Rey.
Dean Del Rey.
All right, dude. We love you, Joey. Have a great time in San Jose.
I love you. Thank you for having me on, guys. Love you.
Bye. See you, buddy.
By the way.
Oh, yeah. Me and Coco Diaz co-headlining.
Co-headlining. Co-headlining.
We're going to paper, scissors, rock to see who goes last. He's got big hands, I'm not going to lie. Hey, clutch my pearls.
I haven't heard that angle on Conor McGregor, too, that he's like just been propped up like a fucking female comic who gets stuff too early, or like a minority comic.
Well, I owe Misha Tate an apology. I said that she wasn't training hard at all, and I guess she proved me wrong.
Yeah,
so
she did.
I owe you an apology.
What was the scorecard in that fight? Was she down
3-1? They said if it would have gone to the end, there's a good chance it could have been a draw.
A draw?
It was really close.
Was there a 10-8 round?
Round two.
Yeah. Well, I think
10-8 for Misha, or was it just a solid win for Misha? Was it really a 10-8 round?
That I mean, I was reading that they had the cards out and it looked like it could have been a draw. That's all.
You know what you can do to find this out? Hire someone who's worked stats and
I
have
thought,
them look it up as soon as the fucking shit comes up.
But I know it.
You know what? You know what?
He's right. It was a draw, and she had a 10-8 round two.
It was a 10-8 round.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what. No, Sam, don't act like you know.
No.
Guessing.
What I want you to do is apologize to her because she answered it. Look up. You jumped on her.
I asked. I was like, was it a
dominant
fight?
And she gave you the answer.
She said, yeah.
I did.
She said
so you owe her an apology.
Three judges had it as a 10-8 round?
Yes. I will look it up that way.
Hello?
Yeah.
I'll wait till it comes out. Then I'll say apology.
All right.
So it was
Fight Nanny knows the fighting game.
She knows the game.
So
she
we learned that this weekend.
So it was 3-2 going into the
it was
or,
a very
or 2-1 going into the
when
fifth.
We were doing it live when it was round 5 I literally said whoever wins this round wins it decisively wins this fight and that was
that'd be 2-2 going into
it was to me that fight was because of how that round was going
right so Misha Tate beat her up in the second round
yeah it was
and
really
then,
close
and then Holly won the other three rounds
well let's see what it says.
It says they would have scored a 47-47 draw. Tate had secured. Wait. How do you read the score?
Okay.
Oh, you got to blow that up.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was a close fucking fight, dude. But it's like one of those things again where it's like.
She's totally right. And you owe her a fucking apology.
He still wants
no
to
see black
it.
Cock bombs. No black cock bombs.
I don't agree to that.
She's totally right. It was a 3-1 with a 10-8 round. And if Misha Tate would have won that last round, it would have been a draw.
Yeah.
10-8. Yeah. She's up 2. So it'd be
get some music.
3-2.
Some breaking news music.
Yeah, Misha Tate would have been a draw. Wow. Sorry. I apologize.
Breaking news. Breaking news, everybody.
Good man.
Ari Shaffir has apologized.
No, that's not breaking news. Not
breaking news.
News.
Ah, yeah. No.
Hey, Sam, Rogan's going to call in soon. How about this? How about when we have massive callers, you get off your phone and actually pay attention?
Cool? You stop taking business calls. How about that one? And I'm fucking texting.
This business.
Yeah.
Joey Diaz and Joe Rogan.
Yes.
This business.
Yes.
So stop organizing that. Stop saying, hey, should I tell Joey to call in?
I owe you an apology, Ari.
Please, I'm willing to take it.
Okay. Good times. Yay for
well,
us.
Before that happens, I assume we'll talk more UFC. Let's talk about some other sport first.
Basketball's looking good.
Baseball's starting.
Well, hold on, we gotta like talk about the fucking negative from last week.
What?
I mean, I mean, we guess we talked about it a little bit, but the fucking Lakers, they're still gonna get the number 2 seed.
No, dude, I'll tell you what
happened.
And they
have this win, and it's fucking. It'll mean all these Laker fans are happy.
I'll tell you what happened.
The number 2 pick, you mean?
Number 2 pick, yeah.
Oh.
The Warriors went out, and they go, we got the Lakers tomorrow. That's an easy win. We're just going to get shit-faced and bang high-quality white
LA
women
hookers.
In L.A., bang some white chicks.
Who didn't play? Iguodala?
No, I don't know who didn't play.
Want me to look it up?
Yes.
I'm not sure. Yeah, Clippers, Lakers, Golden State Warriors.
Yes.
The last
operating
game.
Computer
yeah.
Next
I'm telling you, though, because I was watching it, they could not buy a bucket. And Lakers were hitting every crazy circus shot. You know when you're like 14 and you play basketball in your neighborhood?
Yeah.
And there's like this 18-year-old that just fucking smokes everybody?
Yeah.
And, you know, you're playing 21 and one out of like 100 times, you're just hitting the craziest
and the
shots.
Guy can't hit anything.
He can't hit anything. And then he gets down too much and he gets pissed and he starts playing really serious, but it's
yeah,
too little
too
late. That's what happened.
They were missing
layups, Golden State. Did you see that shot Chris Paul hit at the end of the third quarter?
Yes.
That was awesome.
What was
we're on fire, dude. But the problem is we lose the teams we should beat.
What's your seed now? Four?
We're four. We're right a game now. And a half back from OKC. We play from them third. Tomorrow night.
And what are you from fifth?
We're like four or five and ahead
so
of them.
So it's pretty solidly fourth.
Yes.
Maybe.
But
third.
The Grizzlies had a big win against the Cavs. And Lance Stephenson is actually playing tremendous for the Grizzlies.
Do you think the Clippers will get past the second round this year?
I think if we get the third seed, I think we're going to demolish the Spurs, and I'm being honest with you.
I agree with that.
And you'll get past the first round and the second round.
Yep.
What if the Spurs overtake Golden State? Is there any worry about that? They're only 2.5 back. I mean, everyone's saying like it's over because they're on this pace for a record, but they're 2.5 back.
Are they?
Which means it's anybody's conference.
Look it up real quick.
Spurs.
Spurs could win 80% of the rest of their games and not win 73. You know? If they hit like 75% of their games, they'll finish with like 12 losses. Spurs could tie them.
Yeah. I think that I would rather see the Spurs and not see the Warriors till after.
But you'd rather be in the second round. Would you be willing to back a bet to this?
I got the NBA standings right here.
The Lakers. I mean, if the Clippers, if the Black Lakers have as a seed, the Spurs would be their second round opponent. If the Spurs advance and the Clippers advance, will you make that bag of bets that the Clippers will make it to the third round?
Yes.
You will just do it right now?
Yes.
So that if, no matter what, even if the Spurs lose in the first round, the Clippers still got to make the third round?
No.
It's only if they play the Spurs?
Yes.
So if fucking...
3.5 back.
3.5 back of what? 3.5 back
San Antonio of Golden State.
They lost. It's going to be tough to win. How many losses?
Golden State is 56-6. San Antonio is 53-10.
Yeah, they're not going to. That's going to be tough. They're not going to overtake.
Was the bet made?
No.
I'll bet you.
But so the Spurs have to advance? So if fucking. Who's in seventh seed right now?
Here's the bet. Is if the Spurs and the Clippers meet in the second round, I say the Clippers will
Portland.
Win. You say the Spurs will
That's
win.
That's not the bet I want to make.
Okay, then you're a chicken
The bet
shit.
I want to make is
you're
you say
shit.
That the Clippers will get to the third round.
No, I'm not saying
if
that.
If they can get to. The Spurs to do it. Like they'll get past their first round matchup and their second round if it's the Spurs.
But if it's Golden State, I say it's.
But what if it's Portland upsetting San Antonio in the first round?
Yeah, they'll still beat them.
Then we're still okay.
Yeah.
So let's make that bet. As long as the seed would be.
As long as it's not the Golden State Warriors,
as
I believe.
Second round.
I believe.
Okay. So if the Spurs get. If the Clippers get the 3-2 against the Spurs or the 4-1 or 5-1 against
the
Spurs.
With the exception of the Golden State, I get the Clippers versus the field. So you even get OKC? No.
No, you're not going to. How would they face OKC?
And let's say there's a free kind of upset.
And they both go to 4-5?
The
second round, they
won't OKC
play.
Falls to the 4 seed and somehow beats the Warriors in the second round.
That's the second round's what we're talking about.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So I will bet you that with the exception of Golden State.
If they don't have to go through Golden State to get to. If they don't have to go through Golden State,
State
to get
to, get
the,
to
third
the third round,
round. Then it's a bag of bets.
Yes.
Let's pick it.
Yeah. This is exciting.
Go get the bag of bets. Jeez.
Bag of bets
we'll
coming
let you
out.
Pick. Are you
Man,
okay with
the
that?
The Clippers don't make third rounds, bro. You should know better. I'm willing to let you pull out of this bet right now if you just admit the Clippers are terrible.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Dainty.
I'm so excited.
The bag of no. Bets.
What song are you playing?
That's the breaking news song,
no,
I believe.
No, you can't have the same. It's bag of bets. Get a bag of
breaking
bets.
News. I need a new song.
Get a bag of bets song. Pick something.
All right, let's pick something. Here we go.
Here we go. Where is it, dude? I'm shaking this up.
Let her pick. Right,
just I know,
let
her pick.
Oh, so he's getting a song.
I'm trying to get a song. Don't do it yet.
What are you going to Spotify?
Don't read it.
No, hang on. It accidentally opened that.
What? We got a caller. All right, we got a caller. Hold
might
off
be
on
Rogan.
This.
It might be Rogan.
Okay.
Caller, you're on the phone. Who do we got? Where are you calling from?
Yes.
Brody Stevens?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, hang up on him. It's so bad. Dude, horrible
Come
Brody.
On, guys. Aw. I mean, hey.
Hang up on
How
him.
How you guys doing?
No.
That was horrible.
Can I do it?
Yeah,
bag of bets.
Do it already.
Bag of bets. Here we go.
Charlie's Angels.
That was Charlie's Angels?
Yeah.
Read it.
I'm so nervous.
Read it out loud. Well, just use your reading skills. Sam doesn't understand.
N next to what?
Here.
Come on.
This is. Is it yelling, thank you, I love big black cocks?
Is it yelling?
Okay. It just says, you guys don't, you guys should write better.
And next three stand-up shows by yelling, I love big black cock. We already did that one.
I don't speak stand-up.
Sam's already reneged on that one. Let's do another one.
No human being saw that. Not one person
talked
about it.
He definitely did not
do
his next three sets.
I did it.
There's no way.
Fake mustache of pubes for one episode.
Oh. So who is it? It's the other people's pubes.
Yeah.
It's a mixture of the other two guys' pubes.
Yeah.
Okay, let's put some ground rules right now before we know who wins. Fatality. From a shower?
No, you trim them.
But do we have to shower that morning?
No, you can do whatever you want.
Only Ari would.
So you can come from fucking.
No,
because
I don't want any. Yeah, no.
So I'm saying shower in the morning, trim at night.
Yes.
For how long? For the entire show.
For the entire show.
So that means at the beginning of the show, we're gonna
one episode.
Glue?
We're gonna do the sugar glue.
What
that
sugar
comes
glue?
Off.
Okay.
It's stuff you do when you put on like mask stuff on your face.
Okay.
And you sugar glue it.
Sugar glue it.
Yeah.
And so you're gonna have pubes.
And you have to take the pubes.
The other two guys' pubes.
Yeah.
So can we make the rule?
Hadouken!
And I know you might not be able to agree with this. A gentleman's rule that you shower that morning.
No, I can do that, and I will do that.
You will shower that morning.
Yes.
Tebow, can you have access to a shower?
Hadouken!
When you're done with the bag of leaves, will you do it?
I mean, definitely.
Yes or no?
I 100%.
We'll wash your sack before you trim.
Yeah, and I'm not even coming close to fucking
to that.
Anybody.
Okay. Should the nanny trim a little bit? Or is that just...
I don't have
sure,
hair.
We can have that. We can have that.
Can you grow some out?
I do cocaine!
Okay.
Okay,
that's the bet.
You know they're not making that second round.
As long as it's not the
Oh, can I say something?
Golden State stops them.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
And you know, I know I'm not involved in this bet. Oh, I guess I'm throwing some pubes in the salad, but other than that, I know I'd have a dog in the fight. But can I say? Do you guys agree? Have to be loser comes clean shaven that day. Like you can come in like this, and then we just sprinkle some pubes into your fucking gorilla face.
Why would that be better or worse?
Yeah, I don't agree with that because I'm about to shoot something where I need a mustache.
Also, I don't think it's that much worse to have pubes on your mustache as opposed to pubes on your face.
Still pubes on your face.
Yeah, but you're putting glue all in your fucking mustache.
If you want, we can make the mustache so high that it moves up to the skin area.
You can do a facial, like a nice little...
Sam, you don't even have the dry... A lot of people have the dry spot, like in the goatee area. You know, like...
He shaved right before the show.
He's
he came in fucking shaved.
He's our mo.
What about this? How about... Let's just... Maybe just throw this out there just to mix it up. What if you have to eat everybody's pubes?
No.
And
no.
Suck on them.
Shut up.
Tebow always tries to make it go way worse.
And
no,
Tebow
I don't.
Still
no, I
fucking
don't.
Dude.
And
Whitney.
By the way, for the fans,
we
I'd like
to done every other one.
But why haven't you done that one?
I've got a second. Two times I've gotten links into people. I just does this on my computer. I have no access to them.
Okay, we'll have you do it on mine. We need to have a deadline for this.
We need to have a deadline.
There needs to be a deadline for him to get this done.
It was 2 years ago.
Oh, my God.
It was April 2 years
ago. I'll try to figure out a way to
start it tomorrow. Take a day off from taking Boone Instagram pictures and fucking watch the goddamn fucking thing.
Yeah.
And give us our book report.
It was the golf bet, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Golf bet. Remember when I smoked during golf?
Ugh.
This is Sam's play-by-play. He's done two play-by-plays now for the show. One was just screaming and yelling, and the other was... Here he is.
Okay, first of all, screaming and yelling was for one round.
Everybody was screaming and yelling for that.
Yeah.
Takes a practice
swing. Danny was finger blasting, but the rest of us were fucking screaming and yelling.
He's picking up some grass, put it in the air. I guess that's the Judge Wind. And
who is Danny?
Ball is coming back. And then it's true.
Apparently, that's one of my new nicknames.
What? Fight Nanny?
You called me Danny.
I said fight Danny.
Fight Danny. Fight
Danny. Danny Boy over here.
Danny Boyle.
All right.
Pick it up and we'll find out.
Who gives a fuck? Just pick it up.
Hello? Caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, all right. Joe Rogan.
What's up, buddy?
What's up, brother?
How are you, Joe? Welcome to Punch Drunk Sports.
You just missed Nate and Nick Diaz calling in. They just bought yachts with all their money.
The real ones or the fake ones?
I believe it's real.
Yeah.
It's tough to tell, but
really
it's real if you believe it's real.
It's a gray area, Joe.
Okay. I like gray areas.
Dude, how crazy was it? How crazy was it in Vegas this weekend?
Insane. It was I think it was the two greatest main and co-main events ever.
I think so, too.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow. Were the Irish out? Were they fighting?
They were bummed out, man.
Were they? And you've seen it.
They were considerably different than they were after he knocked out Aldo. After he knocked out Aldo, there was a riot. It was a real riot inside the casino. People were jumping on cars. People jumped on roulette tables. They were jumping on slot machines. No, and there were so many of them, no one could do anything. The security guards were standing by. There's some videos of it on my Instagram page.
Wow.
I saw some of those.
They had to stand by. They couldn't do anything. There's too many of them. I'm talking about tens of thousands of crazed Irish people. Some of them who didn't even have tickets to get into the arena, they had to watch it on closed circuit because it was sold out. So there was more Irish people at the casino than there are in the actual arena itself to watch the fight.
For that first one, for the Aldo.
For the first one. For this one, there was considerably less there and considerably less that were excited. Very few were excited.
Why? Because it was like way out of the weight class and it wasn't for a title?
It could have been that. I think it's just too much fucking money, man.
Yeah.
To have that kind of money to fly from Ireland and put yourself up, that's thousands of dollars, man.
Oh, yeah.
It is crazy, man. It is crazy. The Misha Tate fight, I mean, I'm super happy for her. I mean, like, just knocking on a door and just getting pushed back and then finally be able to get it. It's like, how'd you see that fight going? Because a lot of people thought it was going to be a draw if they made it to the end.
Well, it could have been a draw because that one round was 10-8. But she would have had to won the last round. Holly won the last round, it would have been a decision win for Holly.
Yeah, but she would have won that last round even if she didn't choke. If she fell off, I mean, if she fought off the choke, she still would have, like, lost that round, Holly Holm.
Yeah, maybe, most likely. I thought Misha had a legitimate chance, and I thought if it was going to go down, that's how it would go down. She would take her down, and she would stay on the outside and not commit to anything. Because Holly is the kind of striker that looks really good if you chase after her like the way Ronda did.
Yes.
Because Ronda just went at her aggressive and just fell right into all of her traps.
Yes, right. Yes.
And Misha Tate kind of like fucked around and like stayed away from
Shot in.
No. She fought smart. What she did is she varied her rhythm on the outside. She varied her footwork. So she wasn't predictable. She threw like occasional punches and kicks, but nothing where Holly could time her. Because what Holly's really good at is you rush in at her, and then she catches you as you're coming in. That's what she's best at.
Oh, right.
So,
is that how Anderson kind of was?
Yes. Very, very similar.
Do you
very
good
similar
fight
style
from Ari.
Similar
good
in the back. What's that?
I said, good fight breakdown from Ari.
Ari is congratulating
I'm
himself.
I'm excited I got one
winning.
Right.
Joe, real quick. There's kind of some, it's Twitter, it's the internet and there's trolling and there's all that stuff and people are going to say mean shit anyways. But, is there any kind of dishonor in tapping out? A lot of people thought Holly went out and, she didn't. And then Connor tapped very quickly. And what's your take on that?
Listen, you can go to sleep or you can tap out. Either way, you're going to lose. You should just tap out. But if Holly wanted to go to sleep, she went out on her shield, I guess. That's admirable. But there's nothing that's dishonorable about what Connor did.
Right.
I mean, look, he was going to sleep. That choke was deep. He was getting punched in the head before the choke. He was already woozy and in trouble. That's a wrap. Fight was over.
It wasn't like he was 100%. Quitting. It wasn't like he was saying, I can't take this anymore. He was just he was going out.
It's in.
You know when you're going out.
The way Nate sunk that choke in, that's... Look, Nate is a real black belt, a real high-level black belt, and he can tap out anybody in the world. He's really good. So when he got that choke in, there's no room for error. There's no play time. It's over. The fight was over.
How great was talking to Nate Diaz afterwards? What was he like? What was that Stockton attitude?
It was insane. Well, what's crazy is I had hung out with him at the Comedy Store just a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, he was there. He was hanging out for a while.
Yeah, and you know how we were saying on the broadcast that he was training for a marathon? Apparently he lied, and he wasn't training at all. And he posted a picture today of him drinking tequila on a boat. He hadn't even been training.
What?
Yeah. He mentioned that when he called in earlier.
Here's another thing. What's that?
He mentioned that when he called in earlier.
I'm drinking on a boat.
Nick Diaz, Nick Diaz.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, he's been partying, man. I'm telling you, I was hanging out with him at the store. He was not training.
Wow. Does he represent, in a weird way, Joe, the old school UFC versus the new school UFC, which is Conor? You know, like, he's kind of a character. It's not a tough guy competition, but there is this kind of, like, he's a fighter's fighter, you know, and the whole thing with Conor being, like, touch butt and movement coach and all that stuff. In a weird way, was it, like, old school versus new school in that octagon, that fight?
I see what you're saying.
Well, I see what you're saying as far as, like, approaches to training, but anybody that's willing to take a new opponent on 11 days' notice like Conor did, anybody who's willing to step up in weight classes when he's got the 145-pound title and he wants to go up and fight 155, Conor is legit as fuck.
I agree.
He's a real fighter. What Nate Diaz is just really fucking good.
And
really good and at the top of his game right now. That's what he is.
I think he learned a lot, too, especially what class he had afterwards. He really, like a student of the game to me, I think Conor is.
Yeah. No doubt, man. No doubt.
Joe,
sorry.
Go on.
Go ahead. What's up?
I just want to talk about the fight game and this notion that the brand of Conor McGregor is done or has taken a severe hit. Like, the fight game is almost like in football, any given Sunday, greats can lose. I mean, I don't know Muhammad Ali's record, but I know that he had these wars with Foreman, and it's almost more about wars.
Stop. He did not have a war. It was one war with Foreman where he knocked Foreman out.
No, but
wars with Frazier.
I meant Frazier. My apologies. Frazier. So he had these wars with Frazier. He had a great fight against Foreman. Like, I think it's more about these. You can lose in the fight game, and it doesn't mean your value's shot.
Well, his value was based on him being this completely unconquerable new thing that we had never seen before. This trash-talking dynamo who knocked guys dead in world title fights in 13 seconds. He took a guy like Jose Aldo who hadn't lost in a decade and flattened him with one punch. So, yeah, that part's dead.
That part's gone. That mystique that, like, touch him.
Yeah, now he's just a great fighter. He's just a really tough fighter. But it's good because that part was bullshit anyway. That part was hype and results. And what I'd said when he was walking out to the octagon was there was two things we had never seen from him. We had never seen him overcome real adversity, and we had never seen him in trouble on the ground with a real Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt.
Yep.
And that's exactly what we saw in the fight.
Yeah,
what happens when he gets rocked. And we saw what happens when he's on the ground with a real Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt. He got fucked up. That's just life, man. And until those things happen to him in a fight, he doesn't know what to do about it. He doesn't know how to train for it. You don't know how to go through these things and pass those things unless you experience them. So it'll make him a better fighter, that fight, for sure. But as far as his brand is concerned, it definitely damaged the shit out of it.
Do you think that's now the secret? Remember when Houston Alexander was knocking everybody out, and then finally people realized, oh, if you just take him down, he's done? Is this one of those things where it's like, oh, we see a giant hole in his game, we could all exploit that?
He 100% has a hole in his game. No doubt about it.
Yeah, if Mendez attacked more from on top, like jits-wise, he would have stood a way better chance.
Who?
Chad Mendez.
Oh, yeah. Well, Chad Mendez was in really bad shape for that fight. He spent the entire 2 weeks that he had to prepare. Again, another two-week fight. He was in bad shape. He wasn't training at all. And all he was doing was trying to cut weight. He came into that camp super heavy, dehydrated the shit out of himself to make 145, and just did not have the gas tank to do what he wanted to do to Conor. But, yeah, he took Conor down at will. And if he wanted to, if he really wanted to attack and choke Conor's neck, he probably would have tapped him, too.
So now, do you think with this – now, I mean, it's tough because two weight classes up instead of one. But with this loss, do you think now he has to kind of go back to 145 and actually clear out the division a little more instead of just saying I can do anything?
No, he goes back to 145 because it's smart.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think UFC 200, he goes back to 145, fights a good opponent. You know, it might be Frankie Edgar. I don't know who it's going to be. But honestly, he could lose at 145. He definitely could lose now – when guys are not, they're not going to be nearly as intimidated by him. That's
not right. Not nearly as intimidated.
I think Edgar has a great possibility of giving him fits.
Edgar always did. He always did have a possibility. If he didn't get knocked out, he could give him fits. And he still could get knocked out at 145. I mean, you can't discount that.
Yep.
I think a lot of things can happen. A lot of things can happen now. Or they might do at UFC 200, they might do Rafael Dos Anjos at lightweight, which I think now is a terrible fight for him.
For who? For who?
That is not...
For Conor McGregor.
For Conor.
Oh, right.
That is not a good fight for him.
I agree. Because
I think Dos Anjos is a fucking werewolf. And that guy's scary as shit.
He's also seen what so Nate powerful. Diaz did, right? So at some point, he's like, as long as I get you down, you're
Anderson,
fucked.
Anthony Pettis. Joe, can I...
Yeah, he's definitely going to take him down, and he's definitely going to try to submit him. And he's way stronger than Nate. He fought Nate and ragdolled Nate. So you have to take that into consideration. Dos Anjos fucked Nate up.
And Cowboy. And Cowboy's no joke. He's no joke.
Yeah. Dos Anjos is a monster.
Can I ask you a question about Anderson Silva? Real quick.
Okay.
Do you see any...
only if it's better than your last two questions.
Okay. I'll take it. I deserve that. I'll take it.
Yeah.
It's good to be out.
With Anderson last fought George Foreman.
Joe, how do you spell Rogan?
Okay. I gotcha. Okay. Do you see any parallels between Anderson Silva and fucking what's his name? Now I can't remember.
God. Oh boy!
Oh boy!
Oh, Roy Jones Jr. Do you see any parallels in that counter strikers who are kind of losing a little speed and an ability to adapt to that, even if it's just a slight loss in hand speed and reaction time? That's kind of going to cost. It's going to be hard for them to get back to where they were.
Yeah, there's definitely that, and there's just the other parallels. Age. They're old.
Yeah,
they're in their 40s. And when you've been fighting your whole life, it's not like he's a well-preserved 40 that's never taken any damage. He's been fighting his whole life. And, you know, when you get to a certain age, the wheels start to fall off. And that's where Roy Jones Jr. is at. Way worse, I think, than Anderson. Roy got knocked out horribly in his last fight.
Like, yeah.
It was sad to watch.
I kind of feel the same way.
Fighters shouldn't fight after a while. There's a point in time where it doesn't work anymore.
Yeah. I kind of feel the same way with my fucking. Where at once
you
hit 40.
It's falling off?
I think so. I mean, I'm still there. I'm still on all-star level, but not at a Hall of Fame level
anymore.
Positive it
is, Ari.
When were you an all-star? What were those years?
36 to 40.
Like the years, like 2005?
No, like 2009 to 14.
Oh, those are your prime years?
Those are my prime fuck years. Like yeah, that. Absolutely. Congrats. Joe, how many hookers were out there over the weekend? Was it crazy?
Oh, man, everybody was there. It was a lot of celebrities. Leonardo DiCaprio was there, and I got to talk to Josh Brolin. And what is the guy, the 300 name? Gerard?
Gerard
Butler.
Butler, yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
Not
I talked to him after the fight, too. He's a cool guy. It was weird. You know, weird. A lot of celebrities out. It was a scene. You know, Conor made it an event, which is something that's kind of weird. It's kind of good. It's good for the sport. But I'm ambivalent about it, the same way I was when Ronda had become really huge. It becomes more of a scene than it is people that actually know anything at all about what the fuck is happening.
Yeah,
you're
totally right.
Big deal.
Now, that's kind of how boxing always was, though, right? With these like celebrities saying, I'm at the fight.
Yep.
Yeah, they're at the scene. They want to be seen. They want to have photos. I mean, we put the camera on them. They smile and wave, and the crowd either cheers or boos.
The only celebrity I know that was like not that was Kevin James. He was there when there was 19 people in the stadium. He was the only.
That's true.
He was the only celebrity that was like predates all of it.
And he would go to the prelims too. He would get there early.
Oh,
nice.
But you know, he doesn't watch the UFC anymore.
Why?
Because Jesus.
What? But they all give it up for Jesus.
Not anymore. He doesn't watch it anymore. Even though he did a UFC movie, apparently his religious guy doesn't want him to be a part.
Why is the Jesus so restrictive?
Jesus ruins everything.
He just fucks us again. You fucked us again, Jesus.
Jesus ruins.
It's not even Jesus. It's the people that you follow. To tell you what Jesus wants you to do. That's really what it boils down to.
It's the notion of Jesus.
That was Tripoli's theory on Pacquiao. Once he found Jesus, it was done.
Yeah.
Once he found Jesus, the word is he stopped taking performance-enhancing drugs.
Jesus doesn't care.
Jesus was shredded. He could have been HGH-ing.
Jesus was shredded. You're
Jesus
absolutely right.
Jesus was HGH-ing.
Steroids.
If God didn't want steroids, why did he make steroids bushes?
Yeah. Why did he make, why did he make the steroid tree?
He turned wine into HGH.
Yeah, man. Fuck you and your shitty logic.
Joe, we got to go in a second. But what? You got a fight or two coming up that you're looking forward to?
Well, this is a gang of fights coming up that I'm really looking forward to. But Stephen Thompson, Wonderboy Thompson versus Rory McDonald was just announced.
That's a big fight. Is a good fight.
At what fight?
It's going to be the headliner of a fight night coming up.
Oh, that's a good headliner for a fight night.
Yeah, that's a big fight. Because the winner of that fight is essentially the next in line for the 170-pound title, which they're talking now about Robbie Lawler fighting Nate Diaz at 170 for the title.
Wow. See, that's a product of the hype. He's beaten a guy who's never fought at 170 before. He's 2-2 before this. And because of his hype, he inherits that. And now he's like, title fight?
I'd like both those guys.
I know.
Guys.
It sucks for Tyron Woodley, who I was talking to before the fight, who's just sitting around waiting for his title shot. Oh. And, you know, he was promised a title shot after Johnny Hendricks failed to make weight for their fight. And he's been sitting around waiting. And now Dana at the press conference was talking about Nate getting a title shot. And I'm pretty sure he means at 170, not at 155, because he did fight Dos Anjos a couple of years ago at 155, and Dos Anjos beat him pretty handily.
So he wants a
chance for him. What they're talking about is him versus Robbie Lawler. As a matter of fact, I know that's what they're talking about because he was saying, you know, Nate Diaz fighting Robbie Lawler would make sense because Nick had beat him. Nick beat Robbie Lawler a long time ago.
I can't imagine a much more marketable champion than Nate Diaz would be.
Oh, I would love it. I would love it.
I love Robbie Lawler. Right, that guy,
he's
every
giant.
Time he
Nate
fights,
Diaz
he's in a war.
Giant right now.
Yeah, Robbie Lawler is great, but he's not as marketable as Nate Diaz.
No, yeah, he's a dangerous, dangerous guy, but he's not as marketable. I think he might be too much for Nate at 170, though. He's a big 170.
A lot of leather.
He could fight at 185 and knock dude dead.
It's a lot of leather.
He cuts weight to make 170. He's big.
Any George comments? Any George talk or no? St. Pierre?
Nope, George was there. He was there.
I saw that.
I hope he stays retired. I hope he doesn't go the same. Yeah, I do. I don't want him to get brain damage. I think he's good.
He's good.
He can still talk to you. He can hang out. He made millions of dollars. He's an ambassador for the sport. He's a gentleman. I hope he stays retired.
Yeah, why do we have to have these fighters lose on their way out? Why can't we just have them go, well, that was great, man. Call it a career. Why do we have to go on a bad note?
Yeah, Peyton Manning style.
Yeah.
Because it's too hard. It feels too good to be out there. It feels too good to win.
Yeah.
And then the regular life is just too muted. It's too boring for them.
All right.
You know, they don't have the highs anymore, and they get really sad. They get depressed. They don't have nothing to live for, nothing to work for. The extreme environment of a fight and training for a fight and the preparation, the intensity cranked up to 10, and then the highs and the lows of winning, you know, you chase that shit down, and it becomes one of the most scary and potent drugs known to man. And I think a guy like George is one of the rare smart ones who went out on top, went out after he won the title and decided, you know what, I think I've done enough. I think I've done almost too much.
Wow.
So I hope he stays retired. I really do.
Wow. Wow. All right.
So there's that, bitches.
Thanks, Joe Rogan.
Thanks,
Joe Rogan, you're our hero. Thanks, we love you very much. You got anything you want to plug? Any dates you're going to be anywhere? You're
nothing.
Good as gold.
Nope.
That's how fucking badass he is.
Nope.
I love Joe
Rogan. All right, man.
Thanks,
Take
Joe.
Care,
thanks, Joe. Bye, bud.
Later.
See you, buddy.
Hell yeah. Finally
what
got Joe Rogan
show.
To call in.
That was great, dude.
Diaz.
Love to have him do more.
All three Diazes?
All three Diazes called in.
All three Diazes called in and Joe Rogan?
All three Diazes and Joe Rogan. Yeah. Guys, thanks for everything. Caveman Coffee. Go to the website. Click the Amazon links. BetDSI. You guys know what to do. Anything else?
No, dude. That's it.
Watch
out. This
storytelling show. It's tonight. It's 1 o'clock tonight instead of 12:30 Eastern time. Cause,
why'd they move back?
Nikki Glaser has a special one-off thing they had to put on instead of putting on that on one. They're putting that on at 12:30 So
how's that show doing?
Who's Nikki's?
Yeah.
I think good. If they're doing this, I think they're getting behind it.
That's great.
Yeah, for sure. So 12:30 tonight, Nick Swartzen, Kyle Kinane, and Kate Willett.
I love Kyle Kinane.
Bye, guys.
Yeah. Suck it.